Blog Talk Radio.
Angry Bastard Radio. It's your boy GQ. I'm holding it down right now, man. We just had a show 7 from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. on motherfucking technical difficulty. TD show. We had the little, the back clips in. We was holding the fuck down, doing our thing. Now we're about to start a show 2 hours, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. I'm your host, GQ. Hopefully we'll have a full staff, and it's a strong possibility we'll have a very, 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 very special guest in the building. Well, I'm not going to let you know if it's male or female. I'm not going to let you know if it's female or male. But I will be letting y'all hear our funny clips on the TD show for those of you that never heard of the TD show. We're on it popping. We're doing our thing, and it is what it is. Come the fuck on, man. Hold on, people. I got to reload this page because, you know, for some reason, I hate Internet Explorer. I really do. It's a picture. It's a piece of fucking, as Bill E would say, shite. Bitch ass nigga told this nigga to fucking call. He ain't even fucking call up. I'm in the process of waiting. There we go. It's 1 hour and 54 minutes remaining. Listen to, matter of fact, hold on. I got instrumentals now, so let me get the instrumentals on. Hold on, people. If you're listening to us on your MySpace page, make sure you give us comments. You comment us and hold us down. We definitely need the support. I mean, always looking for that support. So make sure you do what you're doing. Hold us down. Internet Explorer is really fucking up right now. So I'm going to have to go to Mozilla Fox. I'm going to have to put my thing down on there because this shit is fucking up. And I really don't have the fucking patience for it. I mean, I need a light up. Let's see, here we go. Man, I gotta take a piss like a fucking racehorse, man. Alright, so I'm about to close this out. That nigga floor is really fucking up right now, and I really don't have the fucking patience for it. That's closed. Now wants to fucking start acting right. Come on. No, it's not. Okay. So, that's... Come the fuck on. I remember this episode where Dave Chappelle, on his show was a picture of him sitting in the chair, and he was sitting next to a guy, and he was like, and my girl says, I mean, every time I come home, you smell like you was at a titty bar. So the fuck what? And then they back up and they see Vita Guerrero at a strip club giving him a lap dance and shit. Oh, man. That had nothing to do with anything. I'm high as hell, so you got to kind of fucking just flow with me or whatever. Damn, I have to take a piss like a fucking racehorse. All right, there we go. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All right, let's see. Let me get a nice little beat going. Hit us up, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Like I said, I'm your host, GQ. We'll be live tonight from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And we will have a special guest popping in, hopefully. I'm not going to tell you whether it's going to be a male or a female. It's just a special guest. Maybe special to you. Maybe special to me. Maybe special to Six. Maybe special to E. Maybe special to anybody. We don't know. You will know when they call up. So, without further ado, I'm going to read off of the cue cards after I play this fucking instrumental. All right, here we go. This instrumental right here is fire. That's the only reason I'm playing it right now. Like, this shit is fire. I mean, I think this is probably the hottest instrumental I got. Yeah, y'all hear in the background. So sexy. Give me a beat machine, I'll make the hottest beat. You know what I mean? The hottest beat. The hottest beat. Fucking. Why the fuck is my shit going so slow now? What is this? Is Hoda and Zahora on the line or something? Like, are they weighing my computer down? What's going on? Alright. Listen to four of NYT's funniest, angry, mad, roastful, smooth, angry bastards 5 days a week, where we will be filling you in with all the latest gossip, drama, sex secrets, new music, prank calls, mama jokes, as well as letting you folks have the chance to air someone else or put them on blast on our very own famous roast. If you like Star and Buck Wild Show, Opie and Anthony Show, as well as Howard Stern Show, then you will be in love with this one. True story. This is the Angry Bastard Radio Show, the station that lets you speak your motherfucking mind. Yes, you can curse. Yes, you can shit on somebody. Yes, you can diss. You can freestyle. You can do whatever you want. TD Show is more of a format. Angry Bastard Radio is more of a whatever the fuck you want. If I want to talk about my stomach hurting and taking a shit all day, damn it, that's what I'll talk about. If I want to talk about I ran a red light, and I'm not talking about on the streets, but I ran a red light and got a period stain on my mustache, damn it, that's what I'm going to talk about. But that's not the incident right now, so we're not going to even get on that. Hit us up. The Jam Lines is 914-338-1782. Like I said, we'll be here from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Expect more music right now for like a good 10-20 minutes until my crew gets in the building. It's GQ. I'm gonna keep shit going with a little bit of music. I'm actually gonna put on something long because I have to take a shite and I gotta piss. So with that being said and done, I'm going to switch up the format a little bit. Let's see. What can I put on for you people? What can I put on for you people? G-H-I-J-K-L. Damn, I thought this shit was up here. I don't feel like looking for this shit all day, so I'm just gonna fucking put on like a trance song, a dance song, just for the moment, so I can fall the fuck back and do what I do best. Come on, you cocksucker! Here we go. Right now, this is Digital Allies and Rich Luzy. Without You, KTU Remix. Matter of fact, I ain't got nothing longer than that. Because you know me, my shit is long. Alright, fuck it. Let's go. This is going out to everybody. Clear your mind for 2009. Let's go. I don't feel like standing up, so I'm going to sit down when I see. If I could relive my life, I know what I would change. Sometimes I made you cry. All my faults that caused you pain. I know I'm sorry. Oh. And my mom left the window open. Felt like I just sat on the toilet seat, feels like an icicle. People. I text my crew. Call Angry Bastard Radio. Between 7 p.m. 9 p.m. We are live now. Pussy ass niggas. Let me put the number for these retarded bastards. Just in case they forgot. 914-338-1782-LE64SD. Let's go. Welcome back, people. I actually was going to, try to take a doo-doo, but, I don't want to keep you guys waiting. Besides, if anybody's calling, I want to be there to unmute them. Oh, man. Like, you hate when you get those shit pains in your stomach. Like, you bend over. Pause. Don't stop saying that pause shit, man. That means that you're not comfortable with your sexuality. So, fuck it. I'm gonna slowly stop saying it. But, you bend over and fucking stomach feels like, it feels like the wall of your stomach is smushing your fucking, damn, I didn't even wash my hands. Fuck it, hopefully ain't nobody listening to my dirty ass. Let me play a song, because I'm about to really get my grub on. I'm high as a motherfucker. Let's see, what else can we play? Let's see, what can we play for you people? How about some, what's this? Oh, I never played this before. Let me put this on. This is a Jay-Z interview, Hot 97. So, let's go.
DJ White
Out. Yes, yes. Peace, God, body.
Peace.
The original black president.
I like that. I'm going to run with that.
Listen, man, Barack kind of, you know, you as president of Def Jam, it was a big deal, right? But Barack kind of crushed your whole...
Smashed.
He kind of smashed.
Now he changed the world in one day, I mean.
Talk to me about how you feel. Talk to me about what this means to you. Talk to me about where you were. All of that. Tell me.
Well, okay, let's start with how it feels. Fantastic. You know, I feel like the world changed. Like I said, I feel like the world changed in one day.
Mm.
And as you see images from all around the world. People that, you know, have nothing to do with our political process was affected by this.
Right.
You know, I think it's a beautiful thing for us worldwide because we were starting to become like a country of hypocrites, and people that used to love us, now they looked at us, you know, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I think this helped us out tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, leaders and, you know, all our enemies that sit down and have a conversation with him because he comes from an oppressed people as well.
Right.
So the dialogue is from a...
of understanding, yeah.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, changed the whole thing. But tell me, besides all of that, we know how great it is for the world and it's great for the country and all of that, but I'm talking about there's a feeling that everybody got just watching that. Like, well, where were you, first of all? Where did you watch it?
I watched it in my house. I was exhausted. I couldn't go anywhere. I was gonna go to Chicago, but I was exhausted. Like I pushed myself to exhaustion. Like you know, trying to help out with the campaign. So I even voted. I got up. I went to the line. Like I got up at 4:45, went downstairs. You know, read the paper, got online 5:30. The place opened at 6. I was the fourth person in line.
So I was home too. I was with my son. And the family and stuff, and it just it's almost like it hasn't really always set in for me.
Yeah, it's super surreal. Everyone's walking around shocked a little bit. Everyone's celebrating, but everyone's still looking shocked.
Have you spent some time with him? Because I know you were campaigning heavy for him.
Yeah, the guy, he might be as cool as me. Really got like ice water in his veins. It's scary, like, because he might be a little cooler than me. Like, when he walked out, I was a little upset about that. He walked out, like, after he, you know, he got the nod and everything, he walked out, he was super, too cool. He didn't even break stride or nothing.
Did not break stride, did not break a sweat, did not have a stutter, nothing.
No problem. Nope, this is no problem.
Yeah, I think he's hurting.
I was feeling that, but I wasn't, personally.
I was feeling it
the nation, on a national level. I thought it was fantastic. Personally, I was like, man. I might be number two in the world now. This is not, you know, but I'm comfortable with number two. I play number two to that guy.
It's pretty
no, amazing. I won't. Never mind. I'm going to have to get cooler.
You got to work on that.
Yeah.
So, wait, and then you did this song. So, we debuted this song yesterday that I played a little bit because you gave me a version that wasn't mixed. What is this? This is from Blueprint 3?
Yeah, it was. I got a couple records that I had laying around, and then just the moment of it, you know, the hook and everything. It's really not about the election. It's nothing about the election. But it is about making history, and it just was so appropriate for the time. I just wanted to give it to the people. Forget the album. We'll get to that when we get to it.
You just wanted to put it out there.
Yeah, it just felt like some, you know, some feel good music.
Well, I
so
have
good.
This unmixed. Can I play the whole song today?
Yeah, cause I'm trying to chase Kanye down. He's in Liverpool, you know, to get the track so I could mix it, and it got here too late. So when he mixes it, I'll give you the mixed one, and you could do what you like with it.
All right, I'm gonna rock this one today, though. So
you can't sell it though. Just share.
What do you think I'm gonna
partake?
Do you think I'm gonna make copies and put it in the trunk?
No,
of my
I
car?
Mean you know, hot night.
Yeah,
I
would.
You know, I know y'all got the iTunes and all that stuff.
I'm not
now,
gonna
but.
Sell it.
This is me.
Nah, but you know them guys up there. You know I hear enough in the background.
Yo, come on.
Ebro's walk in the hall somewhere. I know what's going on up there. The guy's he's a thinker. He has a lot of ideas that work.
It's me. I got it. I'm the only one that has it so far.
Thanks, okay. Obito. Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for the trust.
Thanks for the trust, Holmes.
What is the story about this? I read a rumor story yesterday that you were running for mayor.
Yeah, right.
But you've heard this. I'm not the first person to tell you that.
How can that happen? Like, how? And what? No way. You want to talk about, you want to see the ads on, the mudslinging ads against me on TV? It would be incredible.
DJ Whiteout.
In this day and age, baby, anything is possible, it feels like.
Hey, you know what? I asked my niece yesterday, does he want to be president? She said yes.
No.
So, you know, who knows? Maybe.
All right, well, I feel like I should play this song. Is there anything else that we should see you soon? And what's happening? Are you going to put this album out even, or what?
Maybe, maybe not. You know, I'm over here, you know, just, you know, working, doing, you know.
What does that
doing
mean?
What feels right.
Because I don't know if you heard, but the Blueprint 3 was supposed to drop this year.
I never said that. I don't know where that come from.
All right, fine. Let's get to the history joint.
Okay.
This is unreleased, unmixed, unable to sell. Don't try to sell it, please.
It's a gift. It's a thank you to the people.
It's a thank you to the people, really. Don't give me that copy, dog. Yeah, you cool, but you have money. So it's not going to hurt your pockets. Me, I'm raping every single CD I get. If I get it before it's in the store, like a good 2 weeks, not that I can make some money off of it, I know. He's in the building. He's probably going to call me a crumb or a cornball or a piece of shit, but I don't care. I'm going to make some money off of your fame. I mean, that's just what it is. I mean, we work for fucking TD Angry Bastard Radio. So it's like, if I was making more money than you, dog, you would probably be taking a little bit of our, you know, off our eerie, like SD would say. What's good, nigga?
Your mom's pussy.
Shit, dog, man. I was in motherfucking, I was doing a TD show. Now, none of you motherfuckers called, but I was doing, like, past, in the past type shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, showing us shows and shit.
Huh.
And I see a bunch of ones pop up on the screen. So I'm like, who the fuck? I'm like, who the fuck knows I'm on TD?
Okay.
You never guess who it was.
Cuba.
Yes. I'm like, how the fuck did she know that we was on? And the shit was crazy, man. I'm like, yo. So I'm like, I'm bugging and shit. She's listening to the show. We laugh. I'm like, yo, this shit is crazy. I'm like, how the fuck did she know we was on? So anyway, the show went towards the end. I was about to turn into bitch mode. But she, before I could get to bitch mode, she was like, well, what's the number over there? I'll call over there. You know, she put the little jibs to bed. And look at this, Billy the motherfucking kid calling. Hold that thought. Remember, I'm playing a little comedy skit. You're not by yourself, you know, plotting to hang up and shit.
You already know I do.
Yeah.
I can't be alone. I got ADD.
Hello.
Yes?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm fine.
What's up there?
I was calling about the ad for the Game Show Lovers.
Yeah. Game Show Lovers? What's a Game Show Lover? What are you talking about, Game Show Lover?
This is announcing application for all TV game shows.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean lover, right? It doesn't say lover.
Well, that's what it says in the ad.
No, it shouldn't say lover because I didn't print the word fucking lover. That sounds like pussy shit to me. What are you looking for?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset you.
Listen, I'm casting for game shows. You understand?
Yes.
I put you in your favorite game show. What show you like?
Jeopardy.
You like Jeopardy? How good are you at that shit?
I'm pretty good.
I love to Jeopardy, babe. You know that? Remember that fucking song was big in the 80s?
Excuse me?
Are you on the ball there, son? You can't even answer. I'm asking you about a song. You don't even know that. You want to go on Jeopardy? You got to be highly skilled for these fucking shows. You understand that?
Yes, I do understand.
Are you well-versed there? Are you a very smart man?
Yes, I am.
All right. Hit me with some funny shit. Tell me something.
Exactly what?
Well, let's see. How many pits are in a pair?
Can you repeat that question again?
What do you got? Corn cobs between your ears, son?
No, I do not.
All right.
No, I do not.
How many pits are in a pair?
Two.
You know damn well there's much more than two pits in a pair.
In a pair?
Sir.
Yes.
Are you interested in game shows or not?
Yes, I am.
What's the difference between an apple and a peach?
It all depends on where they grow at.
Wrong, because they both have pits, sir. That's the answer. That's how you would answer Mr. Trebek. Do you understand?
Yes.
Wrong, because they both have pits. Absolutely.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are the similarities between an elephant and a tiger?
They both live in the jungle.
Wrong. Because, sir, they are both marsupials, members of the marsupial family. Do you understand me?
Yes, I understand.
And if you can't whip out answers like that, that man is liable to, during a commercial break, punch your fucking mouth loose.
Loose.
Do you understand me?
Yes, I do.
All right, you got to hit me with some smart shit so I know you're on the ball. I'll try you on the show.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
What category? How many categories do you want? One category or three?
All right, let's go Highway Department. How's that one?
Okay. Which state do you have is the most often?
And begin. Sir.
Yes.
Tree falls in the road over the Palisades Parkway. How many men are dispatched to get that tree off the parkway?
15 minutes.
Time is up, sir. You understand me? You cannot take that, and you're forgetting. You're forgetting the answers. You understand?
Yes.
If I'm trying to coach you, I can get a little bit of briefing going on here. You're on. You're the man. All right. Give me your name now. I'm sorry.
My name is Willie.
Willie, where you working at?
I'm out of the Bronx, New York.
Out of the Bronx. You sound nice. You sound like you got a nice pair of them fucking baloney tits.
Baloney tits.
You got a nice pair of tits on you, huh, Willie?
No, I'm not a woman, believe me.
Nah, you got them big fucking floppy tits. Oh, you exercise a lot?
I exercise very well, yeah. Not a whole lot.
Because he likes contestants on his show that are in shape, you know? As long as you don't look like a big barrel ass or a porker or something, you know?
No, I don't.
Yeah, because, you know, I wouldn't mind throwing a fucking on you myself if you look like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I'm not that big, but...
Me, I don't give a fuck. You know, a hole's a hole. As long as a little heat in there, I don't give a fuck.
Can I ask you a question, sir?
Go ahead, shoot.
Can I ask, why are you yelling and screaming and cursing?
What do you mean, what are yelling, screaming, and cursing? You don't like this is the way I come off. This is me. I'm sorry if I offended you. Whoa, boy.
No.
Forgive me.
Well, sir, I was just asking...
Holy Jesus, maybe we should string me up and hang me from a tree or something, the way you're talking.
Oh,
that's
sure.
Not nice at all. Is there something wrong? I'm a New Yorker. What do you want me to sound like, a fucking paradiddle or some shit? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
All right, Willie. So, hey, maybe you're late for lunch or something. I don't want to keep you from your fucking meal.
Oh, shit.
All right there, Willie?
Okay.
Okay, sweet Charlie.
Welcome back, Angry Bastard Radio. I'm your boy, GQ, holding it the fuck down. We got L.E. in the building and Billy the Kid. It's 2009. Oh, man. Uh-oh. I think this might be it, your dog. I almost had a fucking heart attack on the TV show, man. I really almost, and I was high as hell. Fuck you, Billy the Kid. Who cares? I smoke. Who cares? I smoke. Who cares? Who effing cares, all right?
Wait till you're 47 years old to start smoking a blunt, asshole.
Look,
the nigga that doesn't shit.
That doesn't concern you, okay? Damn it! I mean, you get high, you be able to fly. Damn it! If that makes any sense, and if you was high, you would make sense with it. Therefore, it doesn't matter. You're not speaking the same language as me, comprende? Even though you know more Spanish than me, and you're blacker than me.
No, I ain't blacker than you, nigga.
All right, we actually have two fucking quadruple ones, so I don't know who the fuck it is. So both of y'all on the show, whomever you are.
What's up?
Hello?
Hello, what's the deal?
Yo, what's up, man?
Nah, I'm wondering what y'all talking about tonight, nigga.
Who is this?
It's your boy M to the O-N-D-O for show. You already know who it is. What's
How are you, man?
What?
Who?
Mundell.
Who's that?
Mundell?
Nah, Mundell, boy. What's the deal?
Oh, what's good, man? How you doing, man?
Nah, I'm just sitting there chilling.
All right. Where y'all calling from?
I don't know who the other dude is, but I'm calling from the 305. You know it is, Miami.
Miami,
D.
Oh, all right, no doubt. We got
County.
What y'all doing tonight?
Hey, well, what I heard that, what's the dirtiest part of Florida?
The dirtiest part, depending on you talking about south or north or central.
Let's see. Who the hell is the other guy?
I don't know who that is. I don't know him. He sounds like a goddamn Ku Klux Klan member.
Hey, yo, how you talking about you?
So, dog, what do you got? Tourette's? What's going on, man?
How you doing, homie?
Yo, hey, fill him up. Fill my gas tank up, all right, damn it. Fill her up.
Give me some oranges, B. Tell me some oranges.
Duval, that word, Duval.
Where's Duval at?
Oh, Duval,
that's Jacksonville.
That's Jacksonville.
All right, because I was on his chat line one time. It was like a Florida chat line. Jackson actually, yeah, it was Jacksonville Raven.
Nah, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you right now. You want a dirty spot? Go to fucking Sanford.
Sanford is pretty bad. It's not as bad as Jacksonville, but it's dirtier than Jacksonville. Jacksonville, there's parts
of Sanford that ain't even got fucking...
Come on, baby!
Dude, chill, homie. Go.
And the fucking thing about it is I don't know who it is, so I don't know who to mute. Like... Because both of their numbers is blocked, so I don't even know who the fuck it is. But, because I said,
why you throwing this shit?
What?
Got me.
Hey, yo, nigga, I said I want extra ketchup in that hot dog, nigga. Fuck is wrong with you, nigga?
I said I want American cheese, not goat cheese, motherfucker.
Hey, hallelujah, man.
Word, nigga. And why are
you...
Word. These hard-ass cookies, man. I just said you made these just now.
Hey, yeah.
Give me a falafel, nigga.
Falafel.
Tell a nigga to go back to the Sahara Desert, yo.
Hook me up with some links to my grits, man. Hook me up with some fucking links to my grits, nigga.
Hello?
Hey, yo, what's good, man? Nah, the chick was like, she was like, y'all some Duval niggas. Yo, country and shit. Yeah, hold on. Let me find out which one, because the one guy, he can't do...
Yo, cut that nigga the fuck off the phone, dog.
Yeah, Hardy.
So I found them. I found you, asshole. You just got yourself banged on, buddy.
You just
you
got
prick.
Yourself banged on, pussy.
Yeah, you got yourself banged on, pussy boy.
Pussy boy. Yo, and don't call back either, nigga.
Word. Now, hold on. Let me unmute the other guy, because the other guy seemed like he had some type of decency going on. Fucking hold on.
Old pussy ass fuck boy.
Dade County.
Oh shit.
305, yeah, MIA.
All right, dog. You back in the building, man.
What y'all got going on tonight? Yeah, but Jacksonville, that's a pretty nasty place. The average of 7 people get killed a week down there.
Yeah.
Had a crime pretty bad. Where y'all from?
New York, player.
Yeah, we're actually in New York.
That's what's true, nigga.
I thought so. I could tell they asked. Some of y'all from
Brooklyn? Nah, I'm actually lying. I'm in Jersey, but, you know, that nigga's in New York.
I'm in
Orlando
right now, but I'm from Southwest.
I
should stay
up in Marston for
a little minute. On the show. What's up? Oh, my Lord. No. No, thank you.
So, did you have some kids for the New Year?
How dare them come over here and, you know, and interrupt my show?
It must be a goddamn devil worship.
Oh, shit. Yo,
what a nigga, atheist bastard.
Word. Yo, hold on. Yo, we got a call on the air. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Lord.
So call back.
I am a high.
Cocksucking ass nigga gonna call back and shit.
Of course he'll call back. You prick face.
Got no Ku Klux Klan member, he ain't got no excuse.
That nigga got Muslim oil on his knuckles. Get out of here, nigga.
Hey, let me come over your room, man.
Fuck out of here.
What you got?
Yo, dog, your teeth are like brownie mix, man. Get out of here.
Where you at?
Nigga riding around on the carpet and shit.
Yeah, he the only nigga on the Metro plan. Get out of here, nigga.
Like a
Aladdin ass nigga and shit.
Show my pizza.
Trick or treat, bitch.
Palestine looking so.
Huh? I got a slice of ham for you.
Hey, yo, Hockmed, yo, hang the fucking phone up, Hockmed.
Hey.
Hockmed.
Hey.
Be easy, Ock.
Looking like, what was that wrestler, Muhammad Hussein?
Nigga looking like the Iron Sheik and shit. Out of here, nigga.
Like Sabu from ECW.
Nigga got fucking Tourette's. I ain't never seen a fucking Palestine nigga with Tourette's and shit. had this ECW
set. Nigga, where the hell is Bin Laden at, motherfucker? Where's Bin Laden?
And
they had Dunkin' Donuts in the drive-thru right now.
Yeah.
Somebody wants some Essie Jelly in his jelly donut.
Matter of fact, tell a nigga to call back. Yo, let me borrow a brick of gold and shit. Give me a brick.
Yeah, pull out one of your teeth.
Let me get one of them palaces that y'all niggas got and shit.
Taj Mahal.
Donald Trump ass niggas, man. Hey, yo, dog, man, how'd you get the number? You listen to Blog Talk Radio?
Yeah, I just went to Blog Talk, checked, see what was online. I was like, you know, these niggas before me called in to see what they talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what we need. That's support, man. Well, let me introduce myself. I'm GQ. You got my cousin over there. That's Billy the Kid. He's holding Florida now, right now.
Sure.
And then you got LE in the back. You know, he's holding prostitutes in Huntington.
Yo, I'm holding your mom, son. Your mom. I'm pushing the baby hair down to your mom's forehead.
Oh, yeah?
I'm pushing the baby hair down to your mom's forehead with my nut.
Which is... And what we do on Angry Bastard Radio is we have no format. It's a station that lets you speak your mind. So whatever the fuck you got to say, whatever.
I got something to say, dog. Yo, let me tell you, first of all, my New Year's resolution is a shout-out to all fucking bitches. Their New Year's resolution should be to be a fucking whore for 2009.
Word.
Yeah,
I mean,
I agree with that, dog. You know
what?
Yeah,
I agree.
I believe that all bitches should stop fronting, stop going to the club with 5 and 6 of your chicks. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it only takes one dumbass bitch to say, nah, 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 nah. Bitch, if you don't whore, be a whore in 2009, all right?
I got something else for y'all that's Nicki Minaj. Okay, y'all would go out to a club with some girls up in there, but Nicki made a dance with their other female friends.
Yeah, that bullshit.
Yeah, I'm like, well, if y'all want to dance with each other, I should have stayed there at the house. What you coming out with?
Exactly. Like, stay all at home if you want to dance together. Like, come on, man. What the fuck?
Stay home. You get all dressed up, and then your girl won't pull you away when we start touching on your ass and shit.
Yeah, like, we're together. Oh, yeah, then go to that club.
Y'all together, go down on that bitch right now.
Exactly. That word. I want to see you kiss her
right now. And then as soon as you start eating that bitch out, I ain't going back away. I'm going to try to join in. So, I mean, it's still on and popping.
No, that's about a couple nights ago. I was at that club Liquid in Jacksonville, right? I tell you, these two little Latin chicks, right? They super fine. All of a sudden, I meet one. I'm like, hey, you want to go back to my place? Her friend, we came here together. We're going to leave together. Almost hit
the right. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, you know what you should have done?
Yeah, that's bullshit.
When she said that, you had the green light to smack the shit out of In 09, if any bitch says that to you, smack the shit out of that bitch.
Word. We got trademarks going on.
All females, pay attention to the radio station right now. All right?
We'll get the piss knocked out of you.
2009, it is your duty to make sure that you are a whore for 2009. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you wonder why you can't keep a man. It's because, you know what I'm saying, y'all not fucking like you should.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You need to get out and get more practice.
you practice,
and then you good.
Stop wearing that tight ass shit to the club and not expecting me to try and fucking molest you on the dance floor. When I go to grab your ass, don't move my hands up from your ass. Come on, man. Come on.
Like, you dress like a prostitute. You dress like a motherfucking stripper in the club. So, I mean, shit. Only difference is I'm not going to give you no drinks or no money. I'm just going to get all free hands.
You must say thank you because of your... Nah, I like you because you fucking got on a tight skirt and I can see your pussy. I got on some jeans and I can see your pom-pom print. You know what I'm saying?
Pretty much.
Y'all know who the smartest chick in the game is right now?
Oh.
Kim Kardashian. I was watching an interview with her. You want to know what Kim Kardashian said? She said she'll do anything sexually because she want to keep her man happy so they won't go elsewhere for pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, Kim Kardashian is the biggest pimp in this world right now. You can't, ain't no other bitch out there got a fucking sex movie out there and still go bag another nigga who's dumb enough to wipe her ass up. You a whore on video, and you still is able to go bag up a nigga that got money? You a pimp, dog.
Yeah.
Did y'all ever watch the video?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the worst tape ever, but it didn't matter because it was Kim. It was
kind of
Cause like she just kind of laid there like a wet fish, but did we care?
No. Kim Kardashian sexy as shit.
Fuck DJ K Slay. This the new 98.1. This is the new station. I like
word. Word.
Fuck K Slay.
There you go. K Slay's old fuck boy.
Damn, shoot.
What the fuck does that mean anyway?
I don't know. K Slay.
Like, fuck
I
boy.
I had never actually saw him until like I looked on YouTube. I saw the nigga. He fat. You know, drama king my ass. He like the freaking Burger King.
Oh shit. Nigga said drama king my ass. Nigga's name should be Chef Boyardee, man. That ass nigga.
Freaking
Holy Moly's donut shop.
Got freaking Sepulch looking like Count Chocula. Pepu's album ain't ever coming out, is it? Pepu's
album. Yeah, Pepu's album for shit. That nigga's unmarketable.
Freaking
yeah, he is.
Like, how do you put the whole New York market on lock with that Five Boroughs of Death line, then don't go nowhere after that?
He didn't go nowhere before. He spits hot bars, but he's not marketable to sell an album.
Well,
nah,
he's not. Like, I would probably buy a Pepu's mixtape before I buy a Pepu's album. Honestly.
You know, a lot of people
buy the album. I would burn that shit.
Yeah, word. I'm not buying nothing. I'm not even buying the burner to burn shit. I'm going over my boy's house and stealing his electricity and his time.
Exactly.
I'm using
GQ's burner.
Word.
I'm burning half the CD because I don't even want all the songs. I just
want
maybe.
I don't even want all of them. Like, but see, that's what a lot of people do. Like, like, these guys, they fucking freestyle. And you go, yo, that shit is hot. And then you get his album, and nigga ran out of shit to say. The only nigga that's still spitting is Cassidy. And that nigga is spitting.
My girl in Cali.
I haven't heard Fabulous in a while.
If you heard on Camilla Terry, man, Camillionaire, he done fell off too.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
All of them. They was like 3 or 4 hit wonders, and that was a wrap.
Yeah.
They get all this bling from, you know what I mean, their signing bonus, and then that's it. They ain't got nothing left.
And then we stuck
with the same 6 niggas over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The same
Kanye,
6 niggas. Kanye, Jay-Z, T.I., and Young Jeezy, and 50. You know what I'm saying?
That's it, you know. That's it. And The Dream and T-Pain on every song.
Every song. And Akon's annoying ass voice.
Radio killer, shut up, nigga.
Word.
I'll DJ Khaled a DJ. That nigga ain't, you know what I mean, don't DJ shit. He hop on the track, yeah, he produced it, John.
Yeah, that's another fat motherfucker.
DJ Khaled should start saying they the best. Dookie's saying we need to start saying they the best, because what is he doing? Like, what is DJ Khaled?
Yeah, that nigga don't rap. All he do is produce the John.
Yeah, because all of his
put the track together.
Y'all saw this nigga on stage with his shirt off? Oh, Lord.
Yeah, he got that shit off of Fat Joe. Remember Fat
Joe
got that shit at 98 back at the Summer Jam when they was in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ross did that shit, you know what I'm saying, when he was on stage. This lying ass. Nigga, you a correctional officer. You not a rapper.
Oh, no, I'm going to tell you that ain't how Rick Ross made it, because niggas in jail might be spitting, so he probably taking their lies and shit. And they can't say nothing about it because they locked up.
I didn't realize how big and black Rick Ross is.
Oh, yeah, that's a big black motherfucker.
Yo,
When he came to Orlando, man, we saw how big that nigga is.
Ooh. What happened to freaking Gorilla Black? What happened to him?
That's what happened to him. You see how their ankle, you see how the music just ended? As you said that?
That nigga ended his whole career.
Dude signed it
just like Biggie, and anybody
want to
hear that?
Yo, who's playing Biggie in the movie?
I don't know who's playing him, but it's I never seen the dude before.
I don't even think he looks like Biggie though.
What? He looks exactly like Biggie,
except the fucked
up
eye. Yeah. If he had the fucked up eye, that'd be perfect.
Y'all ever heard Young Blaze rap?
Young Blaze, Nah.
You know, Chi-Town just got signed on, Kanye's label. Still got a lot of mixtape on the internet. This dude's pretty hot, actually. Like, I didn't know who
what the fuck is up with Kanye? What's up with Kanye talking about he not going, after his album, he not rapping. He trying to do an internship with Louis Vuitton.
Kanye done lost his mind since his mom's died. Like, he done literally, like, went crazy. I think that's what it is. Like, she died and he just went up the deep end. Singing on songs?
It's amazing. Because it's like he just be high as shit looking at the wall with his nose on the wall and just saying whatever comes to mind. Like, he's another Lil Wayne.
His fucking taco meat and shit on his chest. What? I had watched a little lockdown video off the chain. These vegan Africans started coming out of the pictures and shit. What the hell wrong with you, Kanye West? Come on.
Like, I mean, he has no type of spirit in him. He's like, most people are like, yeah, I'm in love with you. This nigga, I'm in love with you. The way you want me to. Oh, what happened, dog?
That shit is not hot. He done lost his mind.
I don't know. I mean, the shit is hot because the bait. Now, I like the beat. I'm a beat man. Like, if the beat is hot, I'll listen to your lyrics. Cameron, these niggas don't say shit. Oopy doopy, scoopy oopy. If the beat is hot, I'll listen to it. And I'm like, yo, you heard that shit?
What was hot was on YouTube when
Cameron
got his ass beat. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
At the rucker when the nigga tried to run and got mollywop.
Yeah. And then what also was hot was that when they was at the concert, you know what I'm saying? Jim Jones was hopping the audience throwing
got
balls.
His ass whooped.
Cameron still on stage talking about, oh my God.
Dipset, fall back. Dipset, fall back. Fall back, Dipset.
Then it just stopped Jim Jones from even rapping again, too, because I'm just thinking, like, if I was a rapper, I would never put Jim Jones on a track.
I wouldn't. Like, the recent shit that he came up with, I don't understand.
Back in the day, that nigga was all right, though.
Yeah, he was. Back in the day, he was. A lot of motherfuckers was.
I mean, to me, Hell Real was better than that nigga, but, you know what I mean?
Of course.
Back in the day, when?
Yeah. No, like, dude had a mainstream hit, like, We Fly High, that everybody listened to, even white folks didn't even listen to hardcore Dipset listen to this.
Oh, shit.
Then he can't follow it up with nothing hot. Like, what the hell's wrong with you, Jim Jones?
He said back in the day, when?
I don't know. Jim Jones,
John,
I don't like.
Give me a song. You can't be talking about balling.
Why do you put P. Diddy on the We Fly High remix? Like, what was he trying to do?
I like when P. Diddy rap, because P. Diddy is New York.
I don't know, but hold on. Let me change subject real quick. Why is these two Puerto Rican chicks see a couch at the dumpster, and they going to pick it up?
What are they doing? They dyking?
Nah, they're picking furniture out of the trash.
They seen a couch and a love seat at the dumpster. So they gonna go take it. They gonna go pick it up and take it in their house. And she gonna sit on it, like, you know what I mean? Let me see if it's comfortable.
Yeah, you gonna pissy mattress and shit.
I ain't gonna front.
I'm a trash picker. I see some shit. Hey, players, whatever's your trash could be a motherfucking a dream to me.
What's
a big wheel? Yup, pretty much.
Nigga,
you little boozy. How many niggas you got a couch in your house, nigga? How many times you done fucked a bitch on your couch? And you gonna bring another nigga's nut in your house so you can go sit
yeah,
on
right.
another nigga's nut? Get the fuck out of here, you crazy?
That's why you gotta take it to old school. You gotta put that plastic wrap over there and shit, nigga.
Fuck that. I'll be just like Hoda.
Pull
some carpet, nigga.
Word. Hey, yo, this is some recent Jim Jones shit. Now, I thought it was pretty smooth how he did it, but all in all, I'm like, dog, just give it a fucking rest. Like, give it a break. This Silent Night shit.
Like Christmas done changed. Like tell Christmas me about it. It's no more Christmas feeling. Nope. I remember when mommy would let me open a gift at 12 o'clock. It's finna be the coldest winter ever. Enough. If we don't get it together. Nothing to do with the climate or the brick ass weather. Recession is here and the gifts cost
what
cheddar.
We gonna do? Yeah.
What we gonna do to make it? Some of us choose to take
gotta
it.
Gotta get it.
Fuck. That's the risk to get your kids those wrapped up gifts.
And hustle.
We dreaming of a white Christmas. Serving the fiends through the night shift,
watch
bitch. No jobs. Laying off, money in the streets, only thing paying off. So big coat, scully and gloves, trying to keep warm with the honey and buzz. We ain't singing jingle bells when it's zero below.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Nah, man, that shit, this nigga fell off, yo.
What are you talking about?
That shit, huh?
Now, I don't want the brother to think that, you know, we was ignoring him. I'm not feeling a little Boosie. I just don't like him.
Diabetic and out. No, fuck that. That nigga's whack,
yo. Yeah, I don't like
Lil
Boosie.
I come down to Florida and Orlando. Every fucking club you go in, you hear this nigga's annoying. Nigga sound like fucking Gonzo. He sound like an 18-year-old.
They like it.
That nigga is fucking annoying, man.
Shit.
Salty is on. Well, like, he on a lot of them joints. All these niggas out here, all these little underground rappers out here, and these fake ass commercial niggas in Orlando, and actually in Florida in general, got this man on their joint. Like, he's that hot.
Well, like, I didn't realize
oh,
he, that.
Every single song, every song, my man, you from, you know what I mean, Miami. Every song this man talk about. Am I lying?
Well,
he say something about him being diabetic.
Well,
are you serious?
Every song this man talk about, he talk about how he a diabetic. I'm diabetic and all.
Come on. I was wondering. No, what
huh?
I don't get is like when I first saw him, I thought he was Flavor Flav's son at first. When I first saw him.
Yo, that nigga remind me of
remember country like Flavor Flav.
Oh, that
nigga like Flavor Flav.
That nigga black as shit.
They the same person, I think, cause like I think we just don't know it yet. But watch, Boosie is Flav. I didn't realize that Wipe Me Down was, like, not Boosie's song. It's Fox song.
That's the only song
that I like.
Yeah, but
that's the only song I like. And I don't know why I liked it. I guess because I saw the chicks in the club.
That song hot. But, you know what I'm saying? Lil Boosie, garbage.
All right, so let me ask this cat guy, who do you like better? Do you like fucking Shorty Low or Jeezy?
I don't really like Shorty Low at all. Like, I like when he was when, was he in, like, what was it, Jim Franchise Boys? Is he used to be in that? Was that Shorty Low?
I think he was.
Yeah, I think it was in Jim Franchise Boys. I liked him in that, but, come on, you said Jeezy?
Yeah.
Jeezy didn't make hot tracks.
Listen, anybody who says my Lambo's blue, my president is black, my Lambo's blue. And I'd be,
actually,
damn.
No, what got me was that song. That song was on everybody's MySpace page when Obama got elected. Everybody had that.
Everybody.
I didn't like that
song.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that song is hot.
I didn't really like the song I put on. I like that though. Like he did kind of rip it on that.
Yo,
song.
Jeezy come out with bangers. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
he come out
he's original. He's ignorant. That nigga's mad ignorant.
Yeah.
How about Jadakiss?
It seems like. He's
original. Come on, you can't put Jada in the category with Lil Boosie, Shorty Low, none of them niggas.
Nah,
well,
Kiss does his thing.
Jada's probably the most underpaid rapper.
Yeah,
that shit is real.
He's the most underpaid rapper, and he says it himself. And what's that song that he got? Why? Yeah, the Why remix with Styles P.
By Bush Knight.
Jada,
down
that shit.
Hours. Say that shit like that in a song.
Hell yeah.
No, but but like crazy, cause down here in Florida, I noticed like everybody like Bootsy, Plies, and Wayne. That's all you hear like niggas listen to.
Man,
Plies
to me is garbage.
I don't like Plies.
Plies had a couple of good hits, but I mean, he's more for female. Like he's not.
No, he's not. More of his songs. The only ones that you hear is the joints they put on the radio. But this is not for all females. That nigga's he's a supposedly gangster type nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of rap that he put out. know what I mean?
I don't know.
I ain't gonna front. Some of Wayne music, I do bang with Wayne a little bit, but you know what I'm saying? For a man to steal another man's style and then don't pay him for it, and then trying to make it big off it and still don't pay him for it.
Hold on,
whose style
did he steal?
Gilly the Kid. Come on, man. Everybody already know that.
Really?
Oh, I totally forgot about that shit. Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. That nigga stole, when Wayne came out, he was wobbly, wobbly, zoggly, zoggly, all that gay shit. he started Gilly the Kid produced two songs for him, and then his whole style changed up. Now, Fire Man, Fire, come on, man. You wasn't rapping like that before, dog. And then you don't want to pay a nigga? Come on, man. You don't want to pay a nigga for two songs? Come on, man.
I'll get like this. If y'all look at Carter 2 to Carter 3, the rhymes he used on Carter 2 sound not like the shit he used on Carter 3. Carter 3 got all these metaphors of it making no sense at all.
Word. On the Carter 3 album, he made no sense throughout the whole song.
Isn't
that hot nowadays? Like, as long as you have a metaphor and a good beat, you're the hottest fucking rapper out there?
Nah. If you can play your song, if your song gets played in a club, you're considered the top 40.
Yeah, I realized, like, Lil Wayne has like 60 metaphors on a 2-minute track. That makes no sense.
Like,
60 metaphors.
That's true.
Yeah, because everything is like, I'm like a.
Yo, that shit is real.
Am I right?
Oh!
That's another good. She gonna be good. No, I want to hear that.
I'm like.
Nah, but Wayne is the high. She like Wayne. Wayne is the high. To me, Wayne, he came with that wobbly bullshit, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, I didn't like him back then, but now I'm going.
Oh, yeah, but that's the whole point I'm talking about, man. He stole that stuff.
One thing I get Wayne is that he can do 400
degrees. Y'all remember 400
degrees? Oh, yeah. I dig that album.
400 degrees is the only one of the albums that I like.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, everybody forgot about that shit. Yeah,
dude,
Juvenile, but then he came out with that rodeo. What the fuck was you thinking about, nigga?
He ran out of ideas, man.
That nigga got dropped.
Took everything out of him. I'm telling you.
No, like, I think one of the most underappreciated rappers right now is LL Cool J, because like, I think this dude can still make a top 10.
Listen, bang on this fucking guy. Bang on this damn guy, please.
Because he's being slept on for a reason.
Listen,
he's done with.
That nigga in the
80s,
he was rocking.
Yeah, the day that this nigga, and maybe in the 90s, and maybe in 2000. Maybe in like 2000, 2000, 2000, that's it.
The 90s and
2000.
LL Cool J was banging. But now that there's 1,000 rappers, I don't think so.
The day this nigga sparked a beef, with, who was it, G-Unit, 50 Cent? Was he beefing 50 Cent?
Nah, he goes to try to sign the 50, because he didn't want to battle Jay-Z for coming out with an album last December. He came out with an album last year. He didn't want to battle the president of Def Jam for promotional and marketing, because he already knew he was going to lose that battle. You know what I'm saying? So he going to go to try to sign to G-Unit, and him and 50 are supposed to be working in the booth together, and 50 going to come on the source talking about, yo, this is the most I've ever seen him rapping as an animal. He's going back to Mama Said Knock You Out style. He's going back to, you know what I'm saying, the street life. Come on, nigga. You don't even know the street life.
He's never going to be that person again. Like, Eloquent, you're not going to go back to that no more. Because, like, I was listening the other day. I listened to my radio, and Give Me a Beat. That sound nothing like I'm doing it well. Seen had like that one shark fin song. It's like my head is like a shark fin.
Come on, man. Be serious.
What is that?
My head is like a shark fin. Yeah, my head is like a shark fin.
I was like what, 12 when that came out, you know? So like back then I thought it was hot, but now I'm like, no.
Damn, nigga, you was 12 and shit. How old is you right now?
I'm 19 now.
Oh damn, a young boy. I thought this nigga was
I thought this nigga was like 28 or some shit. This nigga was a grown nigga. Hey, yo, this joint right here, we haven't actually have a call on here. Hold on, caller. But this joint right here, I was listening to this shit, and a lot of Lil Wayne shit, sometimes I pick up the message, and sometimes I'll be like, oh, Lord. I mean, stay off the fucking Sprite and Pepto-Bismol. Like, that shit's not good for your brain. But this shit right here, this track right here is actually pretty deep, but it's nothing but metaphors. Like, he's not, most rappers are rapping about something, and you'd be like, oh, shit, all right, he's talking about the day that he got shot, or he bagged a bitch and what he did. But this nigga just make metaphors. But this song, I actually like because of the beat and everything, and I don't know. Hey, y'all tell me what y'all
think. Don't call, yeah, I mean, alien shit.
Call my Nina Bay like San Diego. Get me twisted, I'ma turn into a tornado. And all my riders riding like a Winnebago. You stay, but I'ma let that AK go. Raw than Quelo, shoot you like Halo, give your ass a halo. These bitches walk around acting like they J-Lo. But man, I remember when these bitches would just hey-ho. Hey-ho, how you doing? Me, I'm doing every fucking thing. Smoking them dice, I'm on that Mary fucking Jane. This shit's so Tom and Jerry to that Wayne. And you MCs are just milking cherries to that Wayne. And bitch, I'm greedy, but if I keep eating you rappers, I'll get sugar diabetes. Sweetie, I'm a different species. I'll crush your two fingers into a million pieces.
DJ White out.
What the fuck do I be thinking? Kill, kill, murder, and Benjamin Franklin. Your girlfriend is into them gangsters. And me being a gangster, I get into your girlfriend.
Gangsta,
I stay still when the world's
your white out.
And ain't nobody
drop
fired
that
in the bird.
Drop that.
You heard me. You heard him. Him being me. And we are better than all y'all bitches, niggas, hoes, enemies, foes, threes, twos, ones, but these dudes won.
Mad at you, mad at you, nigga. Mad at you, nigga.
It's out. For real. Well, not one, because it's dedication three.
Hearing this nigga makes me want to be a rapper. Let me know that I can just say anything. And I can just be famous.
But then when you see this little ass nigga, you know what I mean, his tight ass fucking clothes and his jeans that he can't even pull up out of his eyes and shit, it makes you think twice. Like, damn, you got all that money, nigga, buy some clothes.
And you missed one, kissing boys.
Yeah, he a grown man, kiss a dude. I'm 27 years old. I'm about to be 28. I would never kiss my dad in his mouth. Fuck.
I wouldn't even kiss my dad on his fucking, anywhere near his face.
No.
I won't even tell my dad I love him.
I wouldn't even whisper his ear. Nah, yo. Lewis. Nah. I mean, if my dad died and shit, you know what I'm saying? And I seen that nigga in his casket, I kissed that nigga on the forehead. But nah. This nigga's still alive. You know what I'm saying? You didn't lick your lips to push your lips up against another man's lips. Nah. What the fuck was you thinking?
And he had all the excuses. He had all the excuses in the world to be like, "Oh, that was just a computer picture." Nah, this nigga said,
"Nah.
That's how we greet each other.
That's how we greet each other." And you gonna say you're not gay? Well, if you say you on the verge of being gay, nigga.
If that's how you greet each other, how did your close boys that was in the background making faces didn't think that? The niggas in the back like, "Ah."
I guess I can tell y'all Lil Wayne gay. Like, I got proof. You know, you see walk around with an S on the chest? The S is sperm. Real talk.
Soft. Real soft.
First of all, you know what I'm saying? This man, what's funny to me is you got all these rappers that jump on stage. Lil Wayne is the perfect example. Every time this nigga go to a award show, he wins the award. You see all these unknown-ass niggas on stage. And this man,
so those are his hype men. You know how hype niggas are. So nigga, who's hype you up in that one song, that one battle, back in 98? Take us with you, dog.
Hey,
the hype man.
You know
the hype man, you know what? A hype man will make the wackest lyrics hot. A nigga would be like, and not even rhyme. Yo, I went up to the store. I said, yo! Nigga be like, oh, shit.
What's the rhyme of the store?
Huh?
Busta
Rhymes
and Swift Star.
Yeah, pretty much.
Did y'all watch on the BT Hip Hop Awards?
Yeah.
You know the part where they had was it what's the dude name? Common was up there rapping with Pharrell, and Lil Wayne just came up on stage for no reason.
Yeah, like just because he think he's a hot rapper right now, like this can't be touched. But this is the same nigga that got to do publicity stunts. Like you already got enough money, right? You know what I'm saying? Supposedly you got enough money. But then you got to do a publicity stunt with all of all people you could possibly think of, Ja Rule.
y'all niggas got to get locked up the same day with the same gun for the same charge when you just dropped that album. So, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Be serious, yo.
Well, I've been to 3 Lil Wayne concerts. I ain't seen him yet because he actually amped out all 3 of them. I don't went to, like, no real talk. I've been to 3 of them. He ain't shut either one of them yet.
2 years ago, this man filed bankruptcy. So how much money you really got?
And you know what?
Huh?
All right, go on, dog.
No, I said I went to a Lil Wayne concert last summer. Pretty Ricky came out on stage. Fabulous came out. Lil Wayne didn't show up yet. 2 hours late, I'm wondering where the hell Lil Wayne at. He ain't never come. Everybody want their money back. I didn't pay to see no
Pretty Ricky. Damn.
I didn't pay to see Pretty Ricky on stage.
That's how it was when these niggas, when that nigga Lil Boosie came out to Orlando where he was supposed to be at Firestone. This nigga didn't come in and shit. You know what I'm saying? You got all these people standing there waiting for your ugly country black ass, and you ain't even show up and shit.
That's how these niggas be fucking starstruck.
Cameron swore he was a star. Look at that stupid nigga.
I heard that Real and Chance got a record deal now.
Who?
Real and Chance. Real talk.
The Stallionaires.
Lord.
I don't want them producing records. Like, I don't want them producing nothing else.
I don't want that nigga Real to have his hair like that.
Nah. Like, I don't know when.
That nigga look like a bitch.
Freaking cowboy hat?
No,
word. Nigga, I don't want a strong-ass cowboy hat.
I don't want that nigga Real. I don't want that nigga Chance to think he can really fight when he was on the Flavor of Love with New York, and it was in a boxing ring, and the way that nigga held his hands, like, come on, are you serious? When he fought the white boy?
Mr. Boston.
Yeah.
Come on, put that shit on YouTube, dog. Somebody go on YouTube and see what the hell I'm talking about when this nigga put his hands up, just like this nigga Snoop did. Now, Snoop, you a G. You ain't even got to do no dirt, you know what I'm saying? But, nigga, don't go in the ring trying to take the box, dog, because the way you was throwing your hands up, you know what I'm saying, you look like a straight fag.
I
want to
watch that. Did y'all see the New York sex tape? It was the nastiest thing I've seen in my life.
No, I didn't see that.
I really don't want to see that. I mean, if I'm going to see that, I might as well go change the Animal Planet and look at two dogs having sex. I mean, she looks like a pit bull anyway. Huh?
I got mad when I
saw
it. Right now. Yeah.
What?
I got mad. Yeah, I got mad when I saw it.
I never saw that.
What's up?
There's a New York sex tape?
Yeah, what was it? Her name is... Tiffany Pollard.
Yeah.
Where did
Something
you see
like
it?
That. It was on Worst of Hip Hop had it, but I know it's not on there no more. Go to Spankwire. Another guy on there.
Spankwire.
I'd rather come outside and watch a dirty stop sign.
Spankwire.
Spankwire. Quagmire.
The fun thing about Spankwire that used to be like almost kind of like a YouTube website. Not no more. I went there about 2 months ago. It's a porno site now. What the hell?
Oh, dog, I'm telling you, man. You want free porn? Pornotube.com, nigga.
Go to Xtube. Xtube.com, yo.
Xtube?
Xtube.com, yo. It's you can find niggas in your area making fucking shit, you know what I mean? It's some average niggas. As soon as you get on that site, yo, the first thing that happens is you want to have
local.
Free sex for girls in your area. You know what I'm saying? You got to create your own fucking website and shit. And then they have, as soon as you scroll down, they have uploaded videos within the past 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? Niggas that just got finished fucking put their shit on the radio. I mean, on the radio.
X2.
All right. I'm looking that shit up right now.
Just like how you go to YouTube, go to straight X2, yo.
That's crazy. All right.
Okay.
Y'all know. Y'all know
it's and it's never the same shit. Every day is something different. And they got like fucking 20 to 30 pages.
Oh yeah, let's go.
It's never the same shit. And for y'all fags and shit that be touching niggas that be touching other niggas' asses, they got shits on there for you too. Fag ass.
It's funny because they have these three smiley faces, and one the straight smiley face is just a regular smile. The gay smiley face is gay ass cheese smile.
Yeah.
And the both is the nigga's mouth is open with a bunch of teeth.
Yeah.
Y'all got a photo bucket account.
A what?
Yeah, I got a photo bucket.
Go on a girl MySpace and click one of her little photo bucket pictures. I noticed a lot of people don't set their photo bucket on private, right? So one of my own girls, she just had like a picture up this, I clicked it, whatever.
I mean, her whole photo book page had new pictures and shit all up in there.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, surprisingly, I was like, a lot of people don't even know to set their photo bucket to private because of the show all that. I was like, what?
Yeah, that's what we were just talking about. Make sure for 2009 you're a whore, and that's the first way to start. Go on your MySpace page. Download some pictures of you butt-ass naked, you know what I'm saying, sitting on a 40 bottle. Do something like that. Be a whore for one.
Sitting on a bar stool or some shit.
Have y'all seen Miss Williams? Y'all seen her yet?
No.
Miss Williams?
Yeah.
Who the hell is that?
That's the new face of R&B coming out or whatever.
Nah, is she ugly like this fat ass bitch? What the hell was her name?
Go to myspace.com/.
Oprah?
No, this girl like way better. Go to myspace.com/ Miss Williams music. This chick is amazing. Like, Miss Williams is just.
She's not ugly like Buffy, right?
No, this chick is whole nother level of black chick. Like, I never seen her list before in my life.
Yeah, because when they said Buffy, man.
Miss Williams?
Buffy.
What happened?
Backslash what?
That nigga is on it.
It's Williams music, MS Williams music. I never seen that before in my life. This shit. I got a six pack and double D's. Like, I didn't think that was possible. And a body on them.
Oh, sure. Nah, I'm right back.
Wow, she's back.
Right back. I'm coming right back. Right back. Nah, I can continue.
Okay, but yeah, Miss Williams, I was on MySpace a week ago, and like she had like a song with Lil Wayne and junk coming out. Now this is amazing. I don't want to hear her music either. I just want to look at it. I don't want to hear her singing. I just want to look at it.
Word.
See, you see her?
Fuck all that singing shit.
Hey, William.
You on her page right now?
Yeah.
How she look?
Boo. Yo, this bitch is bad, though.
What do you give her? Okay, Hoops to her.
Yo, Hoops is a bad bitch, yo.
I think she got Hoops as far as body and face and all that's her real hair too. And she just a straight up black chick. Yes, she got Hoops. And that's that's saying a lot.
You said she got Hoops? Beat?
Yeah, she got Hoops. Yeah.
Hoops is that chick.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Hoops is that chick.
You see Miss Williams, I think she got Hoops by like at least 10 feet.
Nah, but my man, I know you seen when I got wifey, that's why I know this shit. So don't think, you know what I'm saying, I'm straight no homo with this shit. But I know you seen that nigga, I know you see that nigga real trying to propose to that bitch, right?
Yeah, I didn't like that, like, because the funny thing was, like, her face, she didn't seem like she was flat, she seemed like she was, like, in bed, she was like, nigga, get up, that's how she looked, like, quick.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that
nigga,
are you serious? I don't even really like Real like that no more, man. Like, after the way Real acted on that I Love Money made me not even like him no more.
I never, you know what I'm saying, thought that nigga was like that anyway. Him and Chance, both them niggas is fast.
I like Real. I didn't like Chance. Like, whenever I heard Chance talk, that's when I got mad and didn't like him.
That nigga swear he a gangster, yo. That nigga swear he a gangster.
I didn't realize how crazy Midget Matt was. You know how crazy he was?
No, did you see that nigga come? Oh, I know you seen him when he went to Miami, right?
Yeah.
That nigga came to Orlando, son. Yo, that nigga was in the fucking club at Roxy's. Yo, that nigga's fucking retarded, yo.
Yeah.
You talking about Little Angry Syndrome? Come on,
yeah,
man.
He had a freaking concert down here in Miami, and he on stage, he said he is Lil Wayne. And the crowd is cheering this nigga on. I'm like, this is not cool. What are y'all, encouraging this for? You need to put a stop to it before it gets too far. Because if I hear him on the radio, I'm not listening to music anymore. I'm boycotting it. I'm done. Like, I'm done with music in general if I catch Midget Mac on anybody's song, ever.
If you catch who?
Midget Mac.
Midget Mac.
Yeah.
Oh, yo, was he an entertainer?
Yeah.
he was a stripper, right?
Yeah, but he had, like, concerts and stuff now that he's putting on, like, with his own original songs and stuff. Got, like, a music page and all that. I don't like that.
Yeah, he really, took that shit as a promotional level, you know what I'm saying, for him to come to the, to try to get into the game.
And, yeah, I noticed, too, because, like, other reality stars, those stars from the black shows, they get put on way quicker than the white stars. You realize that? I noticed that, too. Like, if you was on, like, a black show and you try to get famous, they don't say, oh, that's the nigga from that show. They say, oh, that's the nigga name. But, like, anybody else, it's like, oh, that's the dude from The Real World. That's the dude from Laguna Beach or whatever.
Oh.
Real talk.
Yeah, man, I owed my boy $20. I had to drive to the fucking store to give him $20.
Y'all still looking at Ms. Williams?
Hold on, you said you had to drive to the store to get this nigga $20.
Yeah, I owed my boy.
I'm watching the reaction to Two Girls, One Cup.
Yo, that shit. Yo, dog. If anybody's calling in right now, hold on. Give me like 2 minutes. I got a fucking.
Yeah, no, Aaron boy over here. You gotta go to the
word. Store. I gotta go to the fucking store and drop off money and shit.
GQ, aka Aaron Boy, aka KFC's original.
Word. And I go back to work again. It's funny. I was actually gonna.
That's the original bird, man.
I'm the original, nigga.
That's the original bird, man.
Yeah, nigga. Dude, you want some wedges with that?
Nah, nigga, I said I want coleslaw, motherfucker.
Hey, I want extra drippy butter on my biscuit, bitch-ass nigga.
Put some motherfucking jelly in my biscuit, nigga.
Word. Hurry up, you dishwashing-ass nigga.
Yeah.
I know you gonna bust the sun tonight, you dishwashing ass nigga.
Shout out to all the niggas that work at KFC, yo, cause when this nigga was working there, man, I'm talking about dinner was every day.
Oh yeah, you already know, nigga. My mama used to work at Taco Bell and I got busted for doing promo freeze everybody.
Hell yeah.
Motherfucker said my boss, she's like, I could press charges, but you're a good worker. And she said I promo freeze within a month. Time I promo freed $30,000 worth of free food.
Well, first of all, I'm not promo freeing shit, nigga. I'm just giving you that shit. This is what you want. I got you, my nigga. Give me like 2 seconds.
Yeah, but that was the only way we could play it off. Like I had to make it seem like they was paying because Taco Bell pops up on the screen.
Remember how I used to work at BK and all them niggas came through the drive thru? I handed out like 4 bags of food.
But you had it made though. That's what I was saying. You had it made, like you. You know what I mean?
Any food I seen that was in there, nigga, I was handing out for free.
Yo, GQ, listen. Go to BME. You ready?
Hold on, I'm going into the crib now. All
right, go to BME.
Let us tell this. This Clyde Davis in the face of that nigga. Them.
Nigga, you are.
Don't worry about it. I can't talk about it.
Mm-hmm. I said, okay now. That's all
right. All right. Oh, the other nigga hung up? Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. Taking shout out dedications and requests until 9 o'clock in the p.m. Right now, holding it down, myself, GQ. We got L.E. Billy, the motherfucking kid. Which will be coming up to these parts.
Yeah.
So ladies.
Yeah. Somebody's daughter's getting touched.
And you coming over here with wife?
Nah, dog.
Ah, shit.
I'm bringing myself, my youngest son, and the wheels. And that's it.
Yo, this, I'm definitely trying to execute this X-Tube shit.
I told you. Put it
I'm going to have
up.
To... Go Hold on, let me bookmark this right quick.
Go to BME.
Hold on, I'm trying to bookmark this. All right, you said go to where?
B as in boy, M as in Mike, E as in eat. BME.
Uh-huh.
Pain, P-A-I-A-N.
P-A-I.
Pain, nigga, you know pain?
Pain.
Like
oh.
Pain in your foot?
Oh, P-A-O, all right, P-A-I-N.
Olympics.
Uh-huh.
And hit enter. Look
you
up.
Said BME pain.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Olympics.
Olympics. Yes. Now to spell Olympics. That one. Yeah, I know. You had to spell that one out. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Yeah, I was playing. I know how to spell it.
Damn it.
Now I know how to spell it. Dot com?
No, just look. Put it up. Put it in Google. Put BME Pain Olympics.
All right. I'm afraid to even look at this shit.
That nigga about to have you on some fucked up shit.
Yeah, because I got this nigga, I believe it was last year. Right, of course it had to be last year. It wasn't today. But I got this nigga with that two girls, one cup thing. And he was looking at it. He's like, dog, it better not be nasty. I'm like, nah, man, it's just two bitches, you know, getting it in. And he's like, yo, I'm going to punch your face off if it's some bullshit. So he went. And he's literally, all of a sudden you hear, okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Then you hear a pause, then you also hear, what the fuck? Oh! And I hung up right at that time. I phoned her. Oh, man. Okay, now I see it's going to be something explicit. It says BME Olympics, XXX warning. One of the most disturbing videos on the internet. Now it was. Oh man! And before I even click on it, I'm seeing the reaction videos for this one chick has her hand on her mouth. The other guy is. You know I ain't gonna be no bitch about it. I'm just gonna go to it.
Yo, go to that shit, man! Don't be a pussy.
Ah, here we go. How long is it?
I don't know. I couldn't make it.
Oh, you couldn't make it?
Nah, I couldn't make it, dog.
Oh, man. And I have a slower computer, so my shit's probably stuck on it.
This nigga got his computer in 1964.
Word.
He don't even have a hard drive on a computer.
Oh, wow. It says, after seeing Joe Rogan's Two Girls, One Cup, we learn of BME Pain Olympics and realize that some things should never, ever be put on film. Come the fuck on. We got 32 minutes left. I'm going to play a little bit of comedy while I'm waiting for this bullshit to pop up.
You have reached the Department of Motor Vehicles. All of our agents are busy. Please hold for the next available agent. Thank you.
Fuck you.
Good afternoon, Department of Motor Vehicles speaking.
Hello.
Yes?
Yeah, what's up, Charlie? How you doing?
All right.
I want to register my truck. How do I go about doing it?
What type of truck?
It's a pickup truck. You know, one of them old-time pickups.
You just bought it?
Yeah, it's old style, you know?
Bought it from a private party?
You know, I didn't actually buy it, but that's my business, you know what I'm saying? I want to register this thing. How do I go about it?
Yeah, well, you got to tell me how you acquired the truck so I'll tell you what type of paperwork to bring down to the Department of Motor Vehicle.
You want to know the truth?
Yeah.
Truck stolen. I want to register it, though.
How you going to register a stolen truck, sir?
Well, my brother, he can fix up some paperwork and shit like that. I just want to come down and register this thing.
No, he can't do that, sir.
He's already done it. I got the paperwork. You see what I'm saying? They take the VIN number off the motor there. They do all kinds of trickery. I just want to get this thing on the road. I don't want the cops breaking my balls, you know?
Yes, sir. You got a title for that truck?
Absolutely not. But I tell you again, my brother's good with that stuff. We make up all the phony
absolutely
stuff with the VIN numbers.
Listen, bring the title.
Yeah. Now, what do I got to bring? I don't have a license. How do I get around that one?
Bring 6 points of identification.
Can I bring a few bucks?
You can't do that, sir.
Me and you hook up?
No.
All right, look, if I come down here, you're not going to tell me there's no way I get this thing on the road.
You have to go into the office and find out.
I'll tell you, worst comes to worst anyway. I just drive the fucking thing anyhow, you know what I'm saying? My brother makes fake plates, too.
All
right. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, you need any of that shit?
Huh?
You need any fake plates, anything? I'll get it for you.
No.
You need any of that, you let me know. All right?
Yeah.
We on the right track?
Yeah.
Let me hook up with you. You get me all the shit I need. All right? I don't want to wait on them damn long lines. Those fucking lines go forever.
That's what you're going to have to do, sir.
Nah, I don't do that, baby. No way. I'll just drive this fucker the way it is.
Okay.
See you later there, silly. All
right.
Right on, brother.
Did you see it yet?
That ain't quiet as shit.
I think you probably like that shit.
Hell yeah. What is it?
I don't understand how. Or what possesses you? Shitting on somebody? Okay. Peeing on somebody. That's disgusting. But they're right. Some things don't deserve to be on a video. And you have to be very pissed off at the world. Maybe you get no pussy. Maybe you have a disease and you feel as though, hey, I don't need my dick anymore. I don't need to pee or cum or anything like that. Let me just chop my dick off, dog. That's very disturbing. And when I go home tonight, I'm going to make sure I pause. Caress my penis because I'm glad I have one. Yo. They have pictures, they have videos of people tying their dick and nuts together. Certainly, like, so that it can't breathe. And they actually have a guy knifing his penis off. And you see the blood and all. You got another guy with an axe stabbing his nuts and opening it up. What possesses you to do that? Why? Okay, I mean, if you stab yourself, you slice your wrist. Ah, yo, that shit fucked me up, dog. I don't understand it. Where did you find that at, nigga?
I was just on the website. The guy, you know, he had me going around, so I was just. I don't know how I found that shit. I was just like,
He's probably one of the victims.
Just now. I just found it.
Give me the other one. I need something to bring me back to life. Yo, what was that one you said the chick looked better than, Oh, man. Oh, yo. Oh, no. Yo. The one that looks better than Honey or whatever the fuck that bitch's name. Hoop.
Hoops. Honey, nigga, what the fuck is you watching? Fucking, what the hell is that shit?
I don't know, man. That shit got me fucked up, dog. Like, if you saw that shit, you would... I don't understand that. Like, why? Why do people really tie their shit up and he really... You would thought it was a hot dog. Let me just cut the hot dog in half and let me have it with my beans. Franks and beans. Like,
Franks and beans.
Like, you do that, you do realize that. You can't use it no more.
Saying is they white dudes?
Yeah. Well, I mean, their skin is white. I mean, they're probably Chinese or some shit like that. They ain't show the face or nothing.
Yeah, well, you ain't gonna.
I couldn't continue after I saw the nutsack. I was like, nah, I'm good.
I'm saying though, you ain't gonna see no niggas doing that shit because nigga like me, we like to fuck, and I need that shit to fuck.
Word.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like Noriega and shit. I don't like to get ahead, I like to fuck.
Yeah, getting sticking brooms in people's butts and shit.
Yeah, all gay and shit. Fuck ass nigga.
hip-hop police should have locked that nigga up for just saying that shit.
Yeah.
Nigga probably can't fuck. That's what it is.
What happened?
I said he probably can't fuck.
That's some gay shit.
That's the only thing it could be.
Yo, you heard that nigga Meek Mills got signed to your boy T.I., right?
Who?
GQ.
Who got signed?
That nigga Meek Mills.
Meek Mills? Who the fuck is that?
Niggas from Philly and shit.
Oh, okay.
We were supposed to have a guest stop by, but I think they might have... I'm too busy or whatever. 25 minutes left or whatever. But SD's about to call up, so, you know. I don't understand what could provoke someone to do that.
That shit is cute to them. It's
yeah.
funny. It's like them jackass niggas. Like, the stuff that they do is retarded. Like, who in their fucking right mind, besides a white boy, would go into a shopping center, jump in a cart, and run that shit into bushes. Full speed. Like,
full speed.
At what point in time did you stop and think that this shit was really funny? Knowing that you're about to get fucked up.
That's what makes it funny.
Or being shot by, what was the people that put the ball in the little hoop and they wing it at you at like 100 miles an hour?
Yo. Or who in their right mind thought that shit was funny? To staple, with a stapler, your name in your ass. When did that shit become funny? Nigga, I've got a uppercut before, you know what I'm saying? I know the fuck that shit hurts. But
word.
A fucking stapler in my ass? That shit's not funny. Or staple your ball together. When did that become
funny? That's in the building.
That shit ain't funny at all, nigga.
Oh, man. That shit is disgusting, man. That shit got me fucking twisted. I'm about to go back on X-Tube. I need something to bring me back to life.
Yeah.
Wait, is that SD?
Yeah, nigga.
All right. Block your number and shit.
Right, motherfucker.
I mean, falafel with cheese. Yo, we had this guy in earlier, dog.
Yeah,
you should have been there. I thought he was old. This nigga said he's 19. So,
hey, he was 12 when Hey Love came. I was like, oh, wait a minute, nigga. How old is you?
Word. You was 12.
He was 12. Wait a minute, nigga.
Wait, Paul, nigga, let's rewind real quick. Like,
yeah.
What do you mean you was 12, nigga?
What the fuck was he talking about? What the fuck was he talking about?
He said that, yeah, you know, he had to be young to come out with that, too. What he said, SD, was he believes that LL Cool J is still the greatest.
I mean,
nah, he didn't say he was still the greatest. He didn't say he was the greatest.
I mean, LL did teach us how to fuck niggas' girls.
Well, no, all right, guys.
What he said was, is that, you know what I'm saying, LL is still one of the best rappers.
Oh, nah, not on that.
That's what he said.
No.
Play the recap show.
Yeah, it was.
Hear what that young man said. He said that shit. And we had to put that nigga in his place. Say, hold on.
Word, like, what are you nuts?
He said, the greatest or one of the greatest.
You know, he said, no, he said the greatest.
Oh.
Nah, he didn't say the greatest.
He said one of the greatest. I mean, how many albums LL got out of him?
That nigga's
I mean, he was great back then. He's not great now.
Yeah, that's what I'm
still
saying.
Putting
out.
Like, he was saying that, he was talking like, LL Cool J is great now.
Nah.
No, this is what he said. He said, you know what, this is exactly what he said. He said, one of the people that people are really sleeping on
are
LL Cool J. I said, what? Sleeping on LL Cool J?
That's like saying Young Berg is hot.
That's not like saying Young Berg is hot, but to say niggas are sleeping on LL. I don't think niggas are sleeping on LL, but it's like...
I mean, LL sleep on LL.
He don't really make music for the niggas, so it's like, I can't knock him for that.
Well, he tried, and all of a sudden now, out of the blood. Are you serious?
Are you serious?
I've been hearing that for a long time. It's not easy.
Where you see this shit at?
I've been hearing it for a long time. It's not nothing recent, though.
Oh,
I never heard that. Come on, dog, and that, what you call it? And that diss that he got against Cannabis, that second shit with Ja Rule on the hook, he saying the name.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he don't say it like I'm full out, like I'm a blood, but, you know, he say some shit, you know, that'll throw you in.
Yeah. Anytime you do a diss song and you put Ja Rule anywhere on that shit, it makes yourself real suspect.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know why he put Ja on the hook. Oh, Lord.
He's better off putting 50 Cent on there.
That's what I'm saying.
That nigga's gay, but at least, you know what I'm saying, he got a little bit more clout than him.
Who's gay, 50?
Yeah.
Why is 50 gay?
Come on, man. That nigga's homo. This nigga gets...
What makes him homo?
Everything about him.
Okay.
Everything about him. First of all, you get shot. You don't shoot back. And, you know what I'm saying, you say, I'm going to do music. But then talk about how you got shot, but don't go and look for these niggas. Then you go on the internet, you go on and do an interview, and you tell everybody, yeah, I got a son. I don't need to provide. I don't need to be there for my son. I just throw him a little cash here and there, and he's okay. Come on.
Hey, that's a bird move.
Come on.
I agree with you on that one. That's a bird move.
That's homo.
I'm kidding, less about his personal life. Like, he feel like putting that out there in the streets, and that's what he wants to do. But his music is banging.
Nah, the first album was alright. Everything else after that?
The first album was hot, nigga.
First album was great.
Hell yeah, that first album was great, nigga. That shit wasn't alright.
You talking about Get Rich or Die Tryin' or the one before that?
That Get Rich or Die. Oh, you talking about the one before that? I ain't like the one before that. I forgot what was the name of that
one. Nah, I'm talking about Get Rich or Die Tryin' was the best album he ever put out.
Yeah. That shit was great. Like the one after that was okay.
The Massacre?
Yeah, The Massacre wasn't all that.
Nah, I don't think that shit was hot at all. Maybe it's got like three good tracks on there.
That's what everybody say. I say four. I gave it four good tracks. That's why I say all okay. I don't see what I mean. I don't like that Curtis shit at all.
No. He's now singing for the ladies now.
I actually don't like that Curtis shit. Right?
No.
She was kind of whacking me.
When he came out that AO Technology, I was done.
That beat is retarded, though.
Yeah, the beat's hot, but they just gave it to the wrong person.
Yeah, I mean, Justin did his numbers on that shit, though.
Who?
Justin Timberlake. He did his numbers on that shit, though.
Yeah, he did.
But, yeah, 50, that's not, that's really not his style of beat.
No, he tried to become more of a versatile rapper.
And he made that song so he could do that shit for the Grammys or whatever he performed that shit at.
No, because he's got more songs on that album just like that. You know what I'm saying? You follow his, just put those three albums out there. You know what I'm saying? Get Rich or Die Tryin', The Massacre, and then Curtis. Get Rich or Die Tryin' was straight, you know what I'm saying? That was 50 at his greatest. He was hungry. Then when he came out with Massacre, you could see that he was eating so much off of that album that he forgot what it was to be in the booth, and he came out with some dumb shit. Then he switched his whole style up, and now he on some R&B. You know what I'm saying? Let's put some R&B on my shit.
You gotta look at the game. You gotta look at the game for what the game is, God. Like,
I can think that.
Like, you feel me? Like, certain shit, like, gets old. Like, niggas don't want to hear that.
Like, niggas know you got it, but, like, niggas don't want to hit her, or bitches don't want to hit her, or whatever his fan base is. Like, sometimes they don't want to hit her, actually. Because I'm pretty sure the same amount of niggas that bought that first album was looking at that second album and heard those singles and really didn't buy that album because it was sold like that.
Nah, The Massacre was... I actually liked The Massacre, too. The Massacre was right.
The Massacre wasn't bad, but it wasn't like...
It's a bad album, but
it wasn't a good follow-up album, though. Like,
right, and I think that was the whole problem. You heard Get Rich or Die Trying. You got, you know what I'm saying? You got a taste of how 50 was coming to the game, and you expected some more shit from him. And then, you know what I'm saying, the next album he put out, you expected to be this great album, and it wasn't.
Because that's how it was with this nigga. That's how it was with Sheik, like... That Walk With Me shit was retarded. Like, Walk With Me was crazy.
Walk With Me? Yeah, like, I didn't like that album. I didn't like that. You hear this thing on a lot all day.
What?
That's
my God. You know why I like that album, God? Because he didn't go nowhere. He ain't had nobody featured on his shit, God.
I didn't like that album too much.
It was just him and them D-Block boys. Other than that After Taxes, I really wasn't feeling that shit.
Oh, that's the joint I'm talking about. Walk With Me was right. The After Taxes is the shit that I didn't like.
After Taxes, I really wasn't feeling After Taxes.
That's the shit that got Goodbye on it, right? Kiss Your Ass Goodbye?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like the hottest song on the whole album.
Yeah, that shit was T.I.
Yeah, that Walk With Me shit was hot. And,
That's how I was with Kiss. That's how I was with all of them niggas, God. Hey, all the niggas' first albums was hard. The second one was, like, kind of iffy, God. Like, Kiss of Death might have been, like, the best second album out of all of them niggas. Like,
but me personally, I don't think they should have went that solo. Because, you know what I'm saying? They was always
better. It was bound to happen.
Yeah, I mean, you know it was coming, but I just don't think it should have happened.
I see, like, niggas did it, like, you got to get growth in the game, like, you got to put out as much shit as you possibly can, God. And now, why you say that? What, like, niggas is waiting, niggas is scheming for a locked album. I bet you when that shit drop, that shit is going to go fucking diamond, nigga, when that shit come out.
Yeah, but they got to get
done, because these niggas done, like, grown so much since that last album they put out, God. Like, what was that last album, in 2000?
Yeah, We Are The Streets, right?
Yeah, We Are The Streets. That was 2000. Like, like 9 years later. Now, like, nigga, I mean, I ain't gonna front. Nigga should have been put out that album, but I'm pretty sure that shit ain't gonna be.
That's because they go to Rockefeller, and nothing popped off when they was at Rockefeller. When Jadakiss got signed,
it wasn't they that went to Rockefeller. It was
Jada. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, Jada went there and nothing popped off there. Jay-Z's not even pushing The Rock like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't even think that he forgot
not.
That shit.
I actually heard he's about to lose it.
Son, I ain't heard about, I haven't heard from Young Chris, some Young Gun niggas, and Skeeno and Sparks. I ain't heard them niggas. Mad man.
Fuck Young Chris and Lil Meefy, man. Fuck them niggas. Them niggas is homo.
I mean, I never said them niggas was nice, but I just said, I ain't hear niggas in a minute.
Like,
only nigga I really fucked with out of them niggas was Crack. Crack was my son.
Out of the whole State Property Squad, you know what I'm saying, before them niggas broke up, it was just Beans and Freeway putting that shit together.
T-Crack was putting his business, dog.
T-Crack was doing his dudes, too. But Chris and Neef, man, they... I never fucked them before they even came and got signed to State Property.
They wasn't banging, but you need some young niggas for the young bitches so they could buy your shit.
Nah, but that kicked the Cat Williams diss on them niggas. That shit was hilarious.
Cat Williams. Come on, man.
Nah, but if you heard that Cat Williams and the Game shit when they dissed them niggas, that was hilarious.
Oh, Lord. I can't even picture Cat Williams on the track.
Yo, GQ, pull that shit up on the, pull that shit up right now.
I heard one track that Cat did. I think it was with the Brat and Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, that was on his stand-up joint.
Yeah, that's the only shit I ever heard him rapping on.
Nah.
the shit, he was just on some funny shit, but it was just funny how he came at him.
Yeah. Where this nigga E at? That's his bro in the back going off on him. Didn't I tell you to do those dishes? They told you how those
down.
Dishes go. Mm-hmm.
And they got to put the phone down because he was getting blazed on.
Yeah, this nigga GQ over there, mad quiet. He probably fondling himself. Watching booty tube or some shit.
I told that nigga about X tube, yo. And as soon as I told him about that shit, he went right back to and got mad quiet.
He over there right now.
Yo, E.
Now he's talking, yo, E.
Now he's looking for E.
Nah, man, I was picking something to eat, man.
Yeah, right, whatever, nigga. You was on the...
You was over there fondling yourself to X tube, nigga.
Word.
Yo, he was in there. He was hugged up with, you know what I'm saying, some jerkins and the keypad and shit. Got a mouse taped to his hand.
Yeah, we said this nigga E over there getting bopped on him by his bitch talking about why he ain't washed the dishes.
Are you serious?
Told a nigga to go make him
I just heard a female and a voice in the back. So, you know, I just...
He must have quickly...
Screaming on that nigga because he ain't make no fried chicken and shit.
Word.
Nigga, I came home from work and you ain't cook a clean motherfucker.
Or clean, right? Word. That's funny.
Hell yeah.
You ain't clean that toilet, nigga.
I told you to put the toilet seat down.
Yeah, he's busting those suds right now.
Yeah. He had to put
the floor. Hold on. Let's just tell you right now, yo. Look at this screen. Is his number still there?
Number still there, nigga. I'm here. You know I'm here.
Right on cue, nigga. You need to get your phone from out the... You know what you want? This is what you need to do, buddy. You need to get your phone from out the glass of water you're sipping from.
Yo, you know what it is, man? Don't hate on technology, dog. Why you niggas hating on technology? I don't understand that shit.
I'm not hating
on technology. I know he ain't talking about hating on technology.
That's what I'm saying. Like, come on, dog. Everybody else out here clearly. You sound like you got a potato stuck in your feet.
Hey, yo, don't let me... Hey, yo, E, don't make me mention that buttonless TV.
And the mouthpiece and shit.
Yo, don't make me mention that buttonless TV you got in your crib.
Yo, this nigga's TV, son, is like, whoa, you heard?
That nigga got a TV.
Hold on, you still got that thing?
Hell yeah, I still got that shit.
Yo, you want to turn it up, you got to press the damn button, nigga.
Yo, dog, the other day, I wanted to play a movie, so I turned the PS off. I'm like, yo, man, what's up with the violence? It ain't working. And nigga was like, yo, tilt the TV forward and put a book underneath it.
Wow.
I did it, and it worked.
That's funny. You got to use a pencil eraser to turn on his TV.
Hell no. Turn the TV off. You got to unplug it, dog.
Yeah, that shit is, to me. Yo, that shit is a lot. Well, you do got to unplug it. So you put out an electric TV.
But I mean, hey.
It is what it is, brother.
Yeah, they got more money than me, so hey.
War. I done been there, busted TVs before.
Yeah.
I ain't going front like I ain't came from a struggle.
As long as that shit works, man. As long as that shit works.
Yeah,
though.
Straight up.
Right.
You know, I'm waiting a couple, like 1 or 2 more months when the flat screens really go down.
Mm-hmm.
It's only
a rat,
dog. Right. I mean, when you look at it, you should have, I mean, 6'4", that nigga 6'4" shit was a steal, dog.
A steal.
He paid a G for that shit, so imagine now with the economy where it is, what I'm going to pay for my shit.
I mean, a G for that, though, God, that shit is, that's a steal for that size.
It is.
Yo, what you trying to get?
I got to do some, see, that's another thing, too. I don't run out and buy electronics. I always do my research. I do my Consumer Reports research.
You need to HD it, nigga. No.
Nah, but what now? Because Billy the Kid.
What size you trying to get? Nigga,
Billy the Kid got connection.
What size you want?
I mean, nothing bigger than a 40.
Mm-hmm.
Now you cop like a, I cop you like a Panasonic or even a Sony. Actually, I'd get you the Sony LCD jump for like 42 inch jump for like 550.
That sounds good to me. What, it fall off a truck?
No, you get a receipt and everything.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's go.
That sounds good to me, brother.
You get a receipt and store credit. Nigga, I'm coming there in January, you know what I'm saying? So all you have to do is link up.
What store is it from?
It's from Philly.
No, I mean,
Say no more.
Yeah,
say no more.
That's what I'm saying. You can't put it out there like that.
I just want to make, because Circuit City is closing down. I just want to
make
sure.
Nah, fuck Circuit City. Nah, see, we, I'm saying my man, he owned the gym. He based his price off of, like, Circuit City and Best Buy and shit. So, you know what I mean, like, even if you go to, like this, what we talking about is Toshiba got a 21-inch laptop screen. You know what I'm saying? They got the laptop, 21-inch junk, Toshiba.
Uh-huh.
Circuit
City
and Best Buy got the junk for, like $1,700, $1,800. You know what I'm saying? He get it $800 all day.
Hold on. I'm going to look up now. Let me look up. I want to look up. Hold on. Best flat screen.
Oh Lord!
No.
You talking about like this? You go to a flat screen. I can tell you right now what your price you're looking at. You go to a flat screen right now. You're probably looking like $1,300, maybe $1,500 for like a 42-inch. If you get a plasma, John, you're probably looking for a 42 between $800 to $1,000. And
I want an LCD though. I don't want a plasma.
You want an LCD. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I can get a 42 inch LCD, like $550 at the most, $600.
Okay. What if I wanted to get something small, like a 37 or a 32?
You get a 32. You know what I'm saying? Before I moved out here, I cut my brother a 32 for his bedroom. He paid $400 for it.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up right there. I'm trying to look now on CNET.
All you need to do, this is what you need to do. You get the model number, and you get the name brand that you want. I get you the same exact TV. That's all I need is the model number and the junk. Now, see, before I moved out here, I even had to connect with the furniture. You know what I'm saying? I got a king size Stearns and Foster mattress. You can go on the internet right now. Stearns and Foster mattress, box spring and frame. You looking like anywhere between $2,500 to $3,000, depending on what style you got. I got the double pillow top. I paid $250 for the mattress, box spring, and frame.
Wow.
Nigga, I'm talking about. We was getting me and my brother was getting. I got my brother the microfiber, the Nassau joint, the joint that you can it formulates to you and shit when you lay on it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They want like $2,000 for a king size. I got the joint from my brother for $500.
Okay, brother man from the fifth floor.
Word.
And that's on everything I love. Nigga, come to Philly, dog. I got
on
you.
Everything I love.
On everything I love. Come to Philly. I got you.
Okay, big baller. Big baby.
Hey, big baby.
Big baby cheese. Right. I don't care.
I'm looking up the TVs now to see which one. See which one is the best, man.
Just write get the model number and the make. I'm saying, matter of fact, you tell GQ to call me tomorrow, and I'll have a price for you tomorrow.
Who's that?
You know what I'm saying? You get the price tomorrow. You know what I mean? You can have this man. You get them either. You come to Jersey or come to Philly. Get this man the money. I tell you, all you gotta do is go up there. I tell a man that y'all coming, and it's a wrap. I ain't even gotta be there for it. All I gotta do is tell him. You know what I'm saying? Who you is?
All right. All right. So now I got to put my work in now.
Yeah, and I'm saying it doesn't stop there, though. It doesn't stop there. It goes to the entertainment center for the interior of your house, to the entertainment center to your car. You know what I'm saying? I got the rim connect. All that, man.
okay, JoJo, the tire man and all that.
Work.
Yeah, all that, man. You know what I'm saying? And then you need somebody to put it in, dog. I got you, man. I put it all in the car for you for free.
More money.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
GQ know my work when it comes to the interior.
Yeah, he's definitely doing his thing.
Who's that?
Nah, that's a Block Talk chick.
So we got 90 seconds. I didn't know y'all heard that.
What? Hey,
tell her to hold on, dog.
Word.
Tell her to hold on. We still here.
Word, yo. Thank you for listening to the show. Make sure you hit us up tomorrow and turn it with difficulty from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. and on Angry Bastard from 7 to 8, possibly to 9. MySpace.com/angry_bastard_radio and MySpace.com/technical_difficulty_show. The show must go on. For those of you that will be listening, you can listen to the extras. Continue, dog.
Yeah. Shorty, don't interrupt this like that again.
Word.
You made me hurt my hand again.
Kill you, bitch.
Don't make me hurt my hand again.
Again. Keyword, again.
See that white ring on the back of my hand? That's residue from the last disc I got.
Oh, man.
Don't become a victim of domestic violence.
Word.
I mean, yeah, we talking to you, Shorty. I hope you heard our quotes. 2009, your resolution should be so that you become a whore. 2009. If you're not there yet, make sure you're there. By the end of the day.
I think she's already there.
Yeah, she's there. She got a radio show. She's definitely there.
It has to be. Right along
with I already know what time it is.
Right along
and if she's
GQ.
Not there, if she's
right
not there, she can come
right,
hang out with us.
Right along with GQ's mom in the same bed.
Oh, that was cute.
Yeah, I know.
Fuckers in your mom's butt cheeks.
Come on, son. Come on, dog. Get another one. Try another one.
I can't. Your grandmother can't be nowhere found.
There you go.
Saw me stuck with your mom.
There you go.
Let's go, bitch. Come on.
Man, I don't feel like telling your mom that yet. Just tell her to calm down. I'll smack her with my spike bat later.
Make sure that shit rusty, yo.
And I'm gonna squeeze lemon. And I'm gonna squeeze lemon juice in her wound.
Oh shit!
Miami Alibi MySpace page. And if you want to post a photo or look at photos of other callers, you can go to talkie.com and do that. Also for gay guys, remember there's the Miami Blade 772-257-4007. You've got the Miami Alibi. If you have some minutes to blow, your room number is live room with this 1-5.
Guys, that's the
coolest
80s song.
Hey, what's up?
Girl,
what? That's
everything.
Hold on.
Yo,
hi.
Girl, I got a bruise from throwing myself to do a
crybaby.
Hey, hi, girl. Hey, hi, girl. Hey, hi, girl. Yo, you Southern niggas are stupid, man. Hey, yo, shorty, how old are you, bitch?
Come on, she's doing too much.
Yo.
Girl, you're hype, bitch. Don't stop. You're making me hang over.
Yo, hey, yo, shorty.
Why is she doing too much?
What?
You're doing too much. Shut up.
What?
You heard me?
I make a body say. 30. 5. 29. 0. 28. 0.
Yo, you still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
27. 2.
This is your neck of the woods. Yo, in the room.
Oh, no.
Pussy, who you pussy?
Sorry.
I figured it was pussies in here. Oh, good play.
Hello.
Who that?
Who you?
I'm a human being, you stupid bitch.
Come on, dog. You're doing mad extra.
Yeah, dog. You're doing too much extra, man.
Anyway, female, what's happening?
Nothing. You a Chico?
My tempo is off.
Huh? You a Chico?
That's a Chico, girl. Man, don't holler at that fool.
No, I'm a Negro.
Why?
That nigga lying, dog.
Fuck with Chicos.
Why are you worried about the man, faggot?
Word, dog. Fall back.
Nigga's a Castro, baby.
Exactly.
No one effing cares.
That's Fidel Castro, boo.
Anyway, back to the female. Female, where you from?
You like Haitians, man.
Where you from, female?
You like Coco Sun.
You got the female low riding. Come on, mom. I'm doing that extra B. Where she go? I know she go.
I still smell codfish, so she's still in here.
But it's not you.
I definitely smell it. It's in the air.
Yeah, it's definitely in the air.
I tell you what else could be in the air, shorty.
What?
I said, I tell you what else could be in the air. Where you from?
Oh, yeah.
Where you from?
From Latvia.
Okay, that's good. I got
family. From Latvia.
I got family over there. I might just pop up on you like a pimple.
Nigga said pop up on you like a pimple.
Yeah. So what it really be like, Shorty? What it is? What are you into? How old are you?
13.
What do you were, right? She sound like it, right? How old are you, female? And tell me the truth. Are you, like, what's going
29.
On?
29.
Am I speaking too fast for you?
No, bitch, you don't sound like you speak English.
I mean, why don't you...
It's because he's not talking retarded like some southern niggas do. That's why.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm not talking... Hold on, show your story. I'll talk slow enough for you. What up? What up, shawty?
I never thought it, not for real, dumb bitch.
Well, I mean, why I gotta be all that?
You wanna talk dumb like a dumb bitch, so.
I mean,
I was trying to talk
to you regular, and you was acting all nonchalant in front of an audience. So I don't understand what your problem is.
Bitch, that ain't no audience, bitch.
I mean, there's people in this room, so there's an audience in there.
There ain't no audience
in
me. What the fuck?
I mean, then what is it? What it really is?
What's your cup top?
Word, get down to it.
What happened?
That nigga was fat, man.
What happened?
That nigga a fat boy. And they can't do shit.
Oh, Lord.
Why are you worried about
that?
That
nigga a fat nigga.
Don't even
fat boy. He got titties. Jiggly ass titties.
Anyway, your female, what's your cup size?
Can't wear white tee.
What's my what?
What's your cup size?
I got 47,366
D's. Oh, Lord. Now you're going to act once again nonchalant?
I got a question real quick, Shorty. And this is a simple question. I'm not trying to be disrespectful or anything. When's the last time you got your ass smacked? More like your face. When's the last time you got your face smacked? Or punched in the face? All
right.
Hmm? Or beat with a pot, huh?
Hold on. Did you just say you never got punched in the face?
Yesterday?
Somebody bust that ass yesterday, huh?
They molly whopped the shit out of that bitch.
Now, what happened yesterday, G?
Club punch.
Word. Female, what happened yesterday?
Yeah, it's FedEx Orange Bowl.
Oh, you got
it's a FedEx Orange Bowl.
Oh, my God. That's a
I wonder what my mom's talking to.
I'm trying to find out your cup size because ultimately, in the long run, I want your legs spread, and I'm trying to get in between them.
That's it.
I mean, other than that, I really.
I would have chicken like the rest of
them. I mean, I'm serious like a heart attack. I'm serious like a heart attack. I don't want one of those, so you know.
I'm going to the next.
Yeah, bounce. There ain't nothing here for you.
Bounce, bitch, bounce.
Bounce like detergent. Anyway, what up with your legs being spread, man? What's up?
what?
I said, what's good with your legs being spread? Did I stutter?
You ain't talking to me.
I am talking to you.
No, you're not talking
yes.
to me.
I am talking to you. And who's your female in the back trying to pom-pom hold? Tell her she can me hold also. I don't mind you two females me holding right now. As long as you do a good job. They're like, what?
Are you a Chico?
What?
You a Chico?
He's a Negro.
I'm a Negro, shorty. What's your problem?
You ain't no fucking Negro.
Come on, man. I'm blacker than motherfucking...
Wesley Snipes.
Word, blacker than midnight skies. Blacker than midnight skies out here. Now I'm not black like that.
That's not good.
I'm brown skin.
Hell nah, bitch, you black as fuck. Bye, bitch. Hell nah.
Come on, you sound stupid. I bet you I seen a picture of me. I'd be like, that's a handsome man right there. Guaranteed.
Short, you're short. You got MySpace? I know you do, because you're down south and you ain't got no life.
Guarantee you that. Come on, man. I need to fall back to the wayside and realize what's going on out here.
Hello?
Yeah, we still here. Stop acting like you don't know what's popping.
Oh, bitch, I just left and I can't reckon this bitch by my face.
You hoeing right now, that's all.
Hey, yo, Shorty, how old are you?
She's acting massive ditty, man. Fuck that bitch. Niggas try to be, I try to be, you know, a decent dude. Fuck that bitch.
Hey, hello?
Who
Shorty,
that?
How old are you?
Who that, man? Who that?
This is Chi.
Chi Chi, how old are you?
What?
My lord. How
are
old
from?
Are you?
How old are you?
I'm 15.
Oh, lord. Can you press 7,
please? You know, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. You don't have to press 7.
She did.
You don't have to press 7. Just press 6.
She already did.
Press one of the motherfucking buttons. But yeah, press 0 pound.
Shut up.
Oh, lord.
Good show, work.
All I want to do is.
How you gonna do all that? Chatline Records, man. Come get signed.
Get your bag right.
I'm the CEO of Chatline Records.
Get your bags right.
Yeah, I figured I'd come on today and see if anybody got their bags right. God, apparently you don't.
26.
0.
25.
Oh,
0.
Hey, Billy the Kid. Nigga, Billy the Kid hung up. Wife must have him by the nuts.
I knew he were. Sleazy, he probably hung up too.
0.
Nah, he's still there.
He low riding his ass.
Oh, yeah, you're in.
23.
1.
Knew he was
in
town. Who that?
Who you?
All right. Who that?
I mean, I've been at the same muffin face, bitch.
Hold on, chill. Relax, family. Who you, son? Now you gonna start humming and harmonizing? Come on, let's not do that. Oh, man. You gotta be a big girl. What's your MySpace? Yo, shorty, what's your MySpace? Sexy Big Red 69.
What? Yo, did you see her?
Nah, but I was like, yo, when she said her MySpace, remember, I was like, yo, that bitch has
gotta be a big girl.
I was like, you gotta be a big girl. She's like, why that? I can tell by your MySpace. She was like, oh, I'm not big. I'm like, yeah, I can hear the denial in your voice. But anyway, yo, female, what's your MySpace, yo? What's your Moco space? What's your Facebook? What's your Black Planet? Unless you want to fucking skate like Tony Hawk.
Word.
She's back anyway.
Yes, she is.
She would have probably gave me. I probably would have been her pops, but the line was too long.
Maxed.
Nigga, you need to have respect.
1.
I was almost your father, but the line was too long.
Too fucking long.
18.
0.
You're being crazy in bed.
Oh, he's like, bitch,
zero.
What you want?
0.
What you want?
Your ass, Tom.
0.
14.
So you
0.
Go right here saying you could bust my ass.
12.
Two.
So?
So?
Then he's
on the road.
He seen Kimmy maybe coming around the corner when he get hype. Beans and rice eating my bar.
You're damn right. Nobody fuck with me.
Hey, stupid God. Oh, man.
He's like, you think you got that much juice? Damn
yeah.
Right. Nobody fuck with me.
Man, my part is that, obviously, my part is this shit when the nigga was like, motherfucking, he said, all we do is run. We run from Rodimus. We run from security guards. We run from old man Quillers in that bullshit store when you pull that bullshit gun. All we do is run. So I want a goddamn track team.
I'm serious, man.
What?
What's wrong, Wayne? Got anything I'm going to say? What's
the
all right?
What's the matter, Wayne? So you know I'm right. In your heart, you know I'm right, man.
Hey, big man, you want respect, you got to earn it. You're goddamn right. You got to live and throw down for that shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, you want to be dead to damn self. You trying to tell me I ain't shit? I ain't trying to tell you shit. I tell your mama you ain't shit.
I don't know, man. What are we fighting for, man?
I don't know, nigga. You ready to die?
Oh, bro.
How you say that to your man?
11.
0.
How you say that to your man?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That should have let you do it right there.
5.
Yeah, who's in the room? Oh.
Damn.
Yeah, shorty, press that. Press that. I'm gone. Yo, who's in the room right now, man? Angry bastard in the room.
Hey, get
your
ass out of here.
Get
your ass
out of here.
9.
0.
You know what? If y'all wasn't on here, I'd probably play music.
Play some music. Let me hear something from the SD files, man. What's good, man?
I mean, what? The SD what?
The SD files, man. You said you had something for me.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
When?
I don't hear niggas. It was like, yeah, I got some of that flavor that you asked for. All right, good. That's all I like to hear.
I ain't say that. I said that I'll be able to download all that stuff tomorrow.
Oh, man, you're an asshole.
But I had some old clips.
You can still pull something from the files. Pull that Styles P and Max B from under your sleeve, man.
All right, I got that.
I know you got that. It's my shit right there, man.
Yo, E.
Yup.
Yeah, nigga. Fall back and listen to the waviness, nigga.
Hold on.
Let's get into that real quick. Who are you, female?
Yeah.
Who are you?
What, you just waking up?
Where? Come on now. That's not Max Shaw here. Come on, man. How are you going to act like that? Oh, you duckhead, bitch.
To word.
Yeah, fuck the baby face ass bitch. Anyway, knock that D block bird gang.
Bitch 45 with baby hair.
Hello?
Ain't nobody here for neither one of you motherfuckers. Get out of here.
Well,
both of y'all niggas look like Tony Yayo, bitch ass.
Yeah, that nigga finish here. Hit him with that. So they fuck up out of here.
Hello?
Ow.
Gay ass nigga.
Come on, why are you even referring to me? Why are you even talking to me, dog? Let me know you're a homosexual. But anyway.
Just like your mother.
Come on, you ain't slapping nothing, nigga.
That was a good comeback, not.
You ain't slapping nothing, you bitch ass nigga. Anyway, why am I even talking to this dude? He initiates the man on man. Why you initiate man on man talk? I don't understand that. Why are you initiating man on man talk?
You ugly as fuck.
I figured you wouldn't have
it. Batman who never made it.
Batman. Yeah, what up, y'all? You know it is. SP the Ghost, double R D blocking right now with my man Scoop Dude.
Looking what they did to me. Certified murderer. Started off with skippies, ended up in them convertibles. Rain off, chain off. I'm from a block, you get your cane off. We up the same day. Blowing on haze and crossed over MIA like Dwayne Wade. Pop shit, shot in the same day. Only tell P with the cane weigh. Might rob a nigga, it depend with his chain weigh. Depend how the watch bling. I'm like a kamikaze Arabic, I ain't got cream. Stab him in the larynx. Max B, tell them bitches blow me like the clarinet. Tell them rich niggas, I ain't got no McLaren yet. Catch him at a black side. I'm airing it. Tell him I'm the super ghost. No guns in the gem stars in the Gucci loaf. Catch him on the highway. Pop him in the third lane. SPD block rocking with the bird gang.
When I was only 11, I had money to run into the slum. We had no Christmas trees.
Jada Kid. I say, baby. Hold me down.
I got my street credibility up, full blast, you don't know my ability, schmuck, bulletproof,
hey, yo, who playing that big deal, yo?
Smoke screens from
you
under
don't
the
know about that.
Or the push of a button, I'm a hustler,
you
he got the cluster, buster, shorty with the big fat ass,
you
trying to find her, luster, cluster, started off
beam,
flooded with love juice, started off hungry, started off team, now a nigga flipping, he on some bullshit, bringing the second unit, he clean, fuck no, big game, I can ride out smooth, truckloads, each frame, I can slide out tubes. Ooh, did that nigga go again with the wave? They got his grandmother turning in the grave. Pour some Henny to the bay. For my little brother E. Trapped up in his dirty game. Look at what they did,
look
to,
what
me.
They did to me. When I was only 11, I had my
money.
Breaking and entering and picking off padlocks.
Spider-Man.
We was hungry and was looking for high mix. If you had a safe in your crib, the nigga, we bombed it. Little nigga, hot head in the OD. Young and physical, age, but mind of an OG. And all he give is a head knock. Gonna knock you out the block to leave your head leaking eggnog. And he's so, so militant. He laid back, but his goons so ignorant. And they'll move if you say so. If you want your head pussy, you be dead for the day go. 48 laws of power. Fuck bitches, get money, stay high off dower.
M.O.B.
My attitude is bust a move. Stay sucker free and we don't fuck with bust a move.
Look at what they did to me. When I was only 11, I had my heater running through the slums. We had no Christmas tree. Mama was getting high. The neighborhood people listen to the bones. Y'all niggas ain't shit to me. I don't care what you reppin', you motherfucker. We got the bird game.
Time coming, so don't be mad. It's time for the bird game to fly high, nigga.
You don't know about that wave, nigga.
Nigga, you ain't knowing about that wave.
Nigga. Come on, nigga, we the niggas out playing this. What you talking about?
Word.
Nigga, I'm wavy, nigga. You ain't
I don't care about you being wavy, dog. Congratulations.
Whoa. Did you just say you're wavy?
Yeah, he says he's wavy.
What is
wavy,
yeah,
dog?
Hold on.
What does wavy mean, dog?
Nigga, wavy. Nigga, wavy means wavy, nigga. I'm wavy.
Yeah, I didn't think you knew what wavy.
So what you're saying,
wavy,
so you're a silver surfer,
I'm
huh?
I'm a wavy Barry Finn, nigga.
You the silver surfer?
Nigga, I'm the silver surfer tsunami style, nigga.
Fuck up, nigga.
Come on,
you know, I got, we live on the radio right now, and I got to skip for
y'all
you, dumbass.
I don't know about waves, man. Y'all drowning my waves, nigga.
Come on,
I'm driving your waves, I know that.
Niggas is New York niggas, and I'm going to leave it at that, man.
Yeah.
You're not a New York nigga, so
fuck
you're not really waves. But you want to be wavy like us, though, no doubt.
Niggas ain't got no sweat.
But you want to be wavy like us, though.
Y'all niggas be wearing tight shirts, son.
You want to be wavy like us?
Oh, whoa, pause. I don't wear tight shirts, dog. My
shit is. Hold on. I'm not going to get this shit right now. You know what's funny, guys? You know what's funny? You? Do you know what's funny? Because if you actually knew what wavy was, God, you wouldn't look like that.
You wearing apple bottoms, son.
Word. He said niggas wear apple bottoms.
Y'all niggas wear tight shit and scarves like hoes.
Now, let's not forget that apple bottom was made by a down south nigga. Let's not forget that.
Y'all niggas, who, nigga? Who made
apple bottom? Nelly made apple bottom, you dumb motherfucker.
Who made that shit? Who made it? Who?
Nelly, nigga.
From the south, nigga. That nigga from the Midwest, you dumb fuck.
You know what's funny?
I go down to Florida because you talking about dress, right? All right, I go down to Florida or anywhere down south. How come it looks like a bunch of crossing guards walking around with these neon? Y'all wearing neon? I got neon orange and neon green. Like, what's going on?
These niggas be wearing some pop colors.
Like, niggas look like crossing guards. What's going on?
What y'all
look like a trash man with a.
Hold on.
Niggas a lame motherfucker.
This dude just said, look at Jim. He said, look at Jim Jones in them, right?
Y'all niggas with apple bottoms and Nike boots. What the fuck is that?
Apple bottoms. I know they made apple bottoms for men. I know they made apple bottoms for men. You're the first that told me that, dog.
Y'all niggas wear the bitch and shit. Nigga,
y'all look like crossing guards. Y'all look like crossing guards. Explain
y'all
that.
Y'all niggas
stopping the bitches. You have neon on. That's not hot. You have neon.
You know what's
neon.
Funny? You know what's funny? How he said he's wavy and all that other shit, and then he tried to downplay Jim Jones. Then he tried to downplay Jim Jones and all that. But that's the wavy look right there.
Yeah.
But that's the way she looks, so, you know, that tells me a lot.
That nigga's real fucking mohawk, like fucking...
Mohawk?
Fucking Jimmy Neutron, nigga, what the fuck wrong with y'all?
Mohawk? Yeah, this guy's a clown.
Nigga said Jimmy Neutron.
This guy's a clown.
Oh.
And he's not funny, neither. This guy's a clown.
He's looking for closure. He's backed up against the wall.
You talking about wavy. Then you gonna talk about Jim Jones and them niggas in the same sentence. That's that wavy look, nigga. Fuck is he talking about? Kyle, niggas don't know their history.
He's a wave man.
Don't know their history, son. Just going by what they see on TV. Oh, wavy. Oh, that shit sounds hot, God. I'm wavy.
Word, I'm gonna use that.
Word, what's wavy?
Y'all niggas still in here talking shit?
Wavy.
Oh, hey, we're not going nowhere. We're not going nowhere.
Oh, okay. Hey, guess what? Yeah.
It seems to me you came back to talk to men.
Y'all
going on?
Know New York. Y'all niggas know New York.
You're not denying it. You're not denying it.
Nobody took it for New York.
You're not denying it.
Niggas have never said wavy. You can't hear a New York nigga say wavy.
New York is lost in the rap game, man.
Let's not forget where this rap shit started from.
Y'all niggas, fuck all that shit. This ain't the 80s no more, nigga.
The only person that you have is Lil Wayne, and Lil Wayne is Lil Wayne don't say much. What are you talking about, man? You're not seeing
nothing. You can see it in his
future. Y'all niggas make a song with a fucking audio tune and shit, trying to make hits now and shit. That's how lame y'all got.
What are you talking about? You got Lil Wayne, and he's drunk off a Sprite and... Pepto-Bismol. That's your superstar right now. That's the only person running the South. What happened to Slim Thug? What happened to Slim Thug? What happened to Slim Thug? Nowhere to be found. What happened? Y'all niggas still listen to Lil Boosie. You still listen to Lil Boosie.
Yeah, they still listening to Weppy and them, right?
Yeah, y'all listening to Weppy and Boosie. Get out of here, dog.
What happened
to DMX? Yo, lame. DMX. Y'all have nobody.
Holy shit, nigga, shit quiet, boy. Shit, now I start singing like quiet, boy.
four back little nigga with a hand of falling. It feels like you in the ring of falling. And all little niggas lost up promote that gun rap. The real truth, I'm running down and run with the gun rap. You niggas, 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 you niggas,
you niggas, you niggas, you niggas, you niggas, you niggas, you niggas,
you niggas, you niggas, you niggas, you niggas, you
niggas, you niggas, you niggas, you niggas, you niggas, you niggas, you niggas, you niggas, you niggas, you niggas,
you niggas, you niggas, you niggas, you niggas,
you niggas, you niggas, you niggas,
you niggas,
you niggas, you
niggas, you niggas, you niggas, you niggas, you niggas, you niggas, you niggas, you niggas, you niggas, you niggas, you niggas, you niggas, you niggas,
you niggas, you niggas, you niggas, you niggas, you niggas, you niggas, you niggas, you niggas,
I said, can you name one person that's hot besides T.I. and Ludacris and Lil Wayne?
Look here, man. When I was up in New
three
York,
people.
Was...
Three people in the South.
Hold on.
Just stalling.
When I was up in New York, they were playing Young Jeezy, Rick Ross, Lil Wayne, fucking, who else? T.I. They're playing all kinds of down South.
You just named four. Niggas that's holding the South down.
That makes it so bad. They're playing all the.
You made. You said you named four niggas. You just named four niggas that are holding the South down.
That's why you mad.
Out of 20 niggas or more that are holding North down. So come on, dog. What are you serious?
Hey, name some people that we listen to nationwide from New York. Tell me that.
Well, I mean, what did you say?
Who? What happened to DMX? What happened to Ja Rule? What happened to all y'all niggas?
Oh, Ja Rule. Ja Rule was never hot.
Let me answer this, dude. First things first.
Hold on.
Every album that DMX came out with was platinum.
Some nigga named Ron Browse think he T-Pain now.
Ron Browse?
Ron Browse! Who the hell Ron? Look at the niggas you're naming,
dog.
You're not even known real niggas. Nigga, what about P? What about Styles P? What about Sheik? Huh? What about them niggas? 50. What about 50? What about Jay-Z? What about Jay-Z?
Them niggas outside of fucking New York?
Hey, it's fine.
Outside of New York?
Jay-Z's not playing outside of New York?
Hey, nobody's talking with the locks or none of them niggas outside of New York, man.
Jay-Z's really? Okay. See now, you know what you just proved to me? You know what you just proved to me? That you don't know shit about music.
Jay-Z had to come out of retirement just to fucking hold y'all down.
Hold y'all down? What are you serious? The only person you named in the world was DMX. Come on now, get on lame. I'll put some more in your head, dog, because you're obviously slipping. You southern niggas don't know nothing about music. Stop cross-dressing, bitch-ass niggas. This is real music, you Southern Baptist. And before I even continue, where did Lil Wayne get his style from?
Where did Lil Wayne get his style from?
Oh my God. He got it from Philly. He definitely stole his line from Philly to Kid. It is what it is.
Low, it's too low, bro. That shit is too low.
Already know that I believe shit.
26.
0.
25.
0.
24.
4. I'm going to call my boyfriend.
Okay, you ain't finna go home and fuck his face thinking about me, no.
Cool, I'm going to my god.
Hey,
you know trouble, right?
Yeah,
hey, I went to go chill with him one day. That nigga crazy.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the girl trouble.
Oh, I'm talking about the boy.
Hey, hold on, watch. Hey, what? Listen to this. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
What's up?
What the fuck?
Oh, sorry about that. I don't know.
Mad hot.
Have not.
Because he dropped that dime. MySpace.com/angry_bastard_radio
What's
that? I said MySpace.com/angry_bastard_radio
No, what did you say?
I said MySpace.com back there. MySpace.com/angry_bastard_radio
But that mean you gotta play your radio though.
Oh man, dude, chill. Hello.
What's up, shorty?
What's your email? What's my space?
MySpace.com. It's MySpace.com/
Hang on. You want to say MySpace.com.
Backslash. Angry_
What's that? What's that slash?
You don't know, / the line that's leaning.
That nigga going to a 14-year-old page.
Oh, wait. How old are you?
14.
Oh, no.
I'm 15.
I'm good.
You can go to my page, man. Fuck that.
Here in the lobby, press 1, live room,
0.
Smoke screen in the Mercedes. Nah, it's just weird.
Jump the dick from David Blaine and Savage. I gave it to Kent, letting it all
nigga like we hunting it.
Rap, you flow, you score with a year. If you shoot this ball, it feels good when it go in your ear.
Stop a muffle in your bitch ass.
should have let him do it. Just do it like fucking put that in your fucking chest. Don't try to rub a hot weapon in none of them niggas. My pussy, we went to the club, we popping bottles, nigga. That nigga know how we do. He knows you square. He knows you square. Nigga used to record my shit, nigga. That was my shit, nigga. You dig? And I still got my shit. You had the shit, man. I recorded in my studio, my booth, nigga. Paid for by my nigga. Getting that utility money.
Yo. Yo, let's see.
Yo.
You still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got something for you, nigga.
Oh, let me hear this one.
Come on. Out of town, destination, half a brick of work, bitches dashing it for me. Dirty deuce, deuce, she be blasting it for me. Can't buy the Remington, not by the Ackerman. Score, bring the burners in the best of any gathering. Team trying to be all the beams full of real. Nigga, this the next server, we can get the key up in the hall with the rusty blade. Oh, from the
should I give it to him?
I'll give him mine. Hey, Clorox says that I heard you. Oh my gosh, I hate this.
Hey,
stop playing that music and you might just, you know, get it.
For the day you get murked, cause I'ma throw a free party at the tunnel and give out work. Wow.
Uh-huh.
And love white Air Force Ones, man. And the head you can get from a hole in the slums. Woo-hoo! Wow, I'm getting cut this job. I'm just fast as shit on it. Playing the hydro green. You're all that I need, baby. You know the lights go all
lit.
Hello?
Yo.
One.
Yeah. Okay. Surprise that nigga in that corner out of nowhere. He's like, oh shit. He's like, oh shit, yo, what the hell?